My Redeemer is faithful and true.
Bless the Lord. Blessed be our God this morning. Blessed be our Redeemer, our Savior, the Almighty. Oh, whose name is Jehovah, Jesus, Jehovah Savior. Oh, blessed be your name this morning, Father. Blessed be you who have given us hope. Blessed be you who has given us a sound mind and has filled us with your Spirit. And as the dove led the lamb, has led us here this morning, that we can call upon your name, that we can worship you, Lord. Give you our time, our thought, our energy, and say, O God, thou art worthy to receive worship and to be honored. Oh, for there is none like you. There is no healer but you. There is no deliverer. Lord, you can deliver, and who can snatch us out of your hands this morning? We are secure in life and in death. We know who our Redeemer is. We know where we are going to. And we know whom we believe in this morning. We are so thankful, Father, that we can come and believe you, in believing what you have wrote in your word, what you have confirmed through your prophet messenger, and what you have instructed us, Lord, to walk in, and how to judge our lives and ourselves. Lord, it's a little thing for us to judge others. It is more important that we judge ourselves this morning. We understand, Father, who we are. And we understand what our first birth has done for us. But what this great blessed hope that lays within us, what it also promised to do for us, Lord. And we are so thankful for your mercies in our life. Remembering Brother Louis and the Kenville Church this morning, our hearts go out to them at this time of great loss. Lord, we cannot understand your mind and your thinking, but we trust in thee that all things work together for the good. We stand with our brother and our sisters. We stand with your children this morning, asking your mercies upon their life, that you will strengthen them. For we know, Lord, without these times, we cannot express courage. It is in these times that courage is needed. It is in these times we need an anchor, O God. It is in these times when we cannot understand, our human mind cannot fathom, O God, your ways, that we trust in your character, in your wisdom, in your leadership, in what is best for the body at this time, and what is needed to make them stronger. Give them much hope. So we ask your grace upon Brother Louis, upon the elders, upon the flock, and this time knit them together even closer, weld them together with the great Holy Spirit. For we know, like a marriage, O God, a marriage cannot be said it's a good marriage unless it's come through the storms of life, storms of poverty, and storms when we don't have, when two can bear together being hungry, oh Lord, being put out and having no place to go, can't afford it, or no cars, to be out there in the weather, in the winter, to work, to feed our children. When we fail each other in our humanity, when we let family and mother-in-laws and brother-in-laws and sisters and uncles and aunts and friends come and sow seeds, oh friends, a marriage is not a marriage unless it's been tested and tried. But in those times, when we look back, it's what makes them stronger, that they can last the storms and the trying that you have allowed to come in their life. So is it with a flock and a shepherd and sheep relationship, Lord. And we believe that Kenville will be stronger. Brother Louis and his flock will be closer. And the relationship, Lord, will just glorify you. And as we not seek to understand, Lord, For meekness means to accept that which comes from God even when we cannot understand it, Lord. We humbly say, blessed be the name of our God. The Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as we look here this morning, help us now, Father. We come here not to play church. We come here with our notebooks. We come here, Lord, with a sane mind, knowing that whatever we need is in the Word. And even though, Lord, this might be the mechanics of it, yet get it set in our hearts so well, in our minds, that one day when the gasoline is lit, there will be no excuse why the automobile does not work. Every part is in its rightful place. Every area is connected so that it can help each other. We're thankful this morning for all the great gifts you have given us here. And our elders, how proud we are of them, Lord. And we know that they are men and they might fail us, but yet their heart is to serve you. And that's all we care about, is their motive, their objectives. And strengthen them and keep them from shame and keep them from falls, oh God, that they might be waved before your people. We thank you for them, oh God. The different ones, the ministers, Brother Jones, Brother Andy, the elders, Brother John, Brother Willingham, and Brother Chris, and the ones that I haven't even mentioned, Lord. Brother Bayo and the different ones, Father. Be merciful and gracious to them. Let them know their position, how important it is, Father, this morning. And let us sit at your feet now and learn of thee. We leave here better men, better women. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we'll just read a portion of scripture this morning. We have a lot of remembering Brother Art, who is far away, and that God will help him and give him a wonderful time in meeting with his family and different ones. Amen. Amen. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus and by our gathering unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Before I go on, I just want to brief you on a tragedy that happened on Friday. Sometime Friday night, I had been speaking to Brother Louis Friday morning, and they were so happy. The church was just really moving on, really solid. And then he wrote us a note on Saturday and said that five of the believers that had from his fellowship had an accident and all died. And these are some of his main elders. His only minister, his only associate minister with him, Brother Sundrason, a very wonderful man and a very faithful man. Him and his wife both passed away in the accident. The chairman of his trustee board, Brother Ashley, he also passed away with his father-in-law and his niece. So it's a great tragedy for them. He had a service this morning, and he told me he just played a tape of Brother Branham, because you can tell, if you can imagine losing both Brother John and Brother Willingham at one time, that would be quite tough. So these are great men of God, and we're certainly going to miss them. You know, Durban is my home away from home, and Brother Louis is like a real brother to me. So we pray that God will strengthen them this morning. And I'm planning sometime to visit them in December, maybe just to spend a couple of days with him. Because, you know, like ourselves, we are the only group we know that believe in South Carolina, the things that we believe. And he's alone there. And there's no other group that believes like him. In fact, He's the oddball in the middle, the ugly duckling, as you would say. So pray for him that God will bless him and strengthen him at this time. We don't understand these things. We don't. And it's not our place many a time for God to explain why he does the things he does or permit the things. I can't tell you why a prophet messenger can pass away in an automobile accident. These things are there. But we do know that it's the life that we live and the service that we commit to God. So, if you would like to maybe write a note, I'm sure that the brothers back there has Brother Louis' email. Do you have Brother Louis' email back there somewhere? Okay. I'm sure you can get it. And I'm sure that if you can, each one of you who feel led, write a little note, let them know how much you are praying with them and feeling with them, and I'm sure that they'll appreciate it. Amen. Tragedy is something that we can never prepare ourselves for. As a pastor, you know, we see tragedy all the time and different scales, but something like this is just, you never can prepare yourself. A believer here, a believer there, we're going to lose one another. We are going to lose one another. Sometime to cancer, sometime to old age, sometime to, we've lost different ones, Brother Malcolm, we've lost Brother Brown. And we know that we must lose each other along the way. And if we don't lose real believers, we will never know the rapture is on. Because the prophet said, when you see real believers, because no one will be able to come from the grave unless they are a believer. And he said, when they begin to appear before you, say, that's a sign the rapture is on. Amen. So we know that we will lose some. I guess the hard part is how we lose them and when we lose them. These were quite young men, still very, very strong and very youthful. Have a lot. They are leaving young children behind, and Brother Ashley is leaving his wife behind, young wife behind, and young children, and so is also Brother Sandreason. I think Brother Sandreason is Sister Jill's age. So these are men who came out with him from denomination 20 years ago. And so I know that it's going to be very difficult. Amen? All right. Well, what do? We live. We continue to live faithfully, continue to strive, and by so doing so, their work, their faith, the relay part of the race that they ran is not in vain as long as we continue running the course. Amen. And at the end of it all, we'll all walk through the corridors of glory. I'd like to talk to you this morning about a changing of I would like to call it maybe just a changing or turning of the corner, turning a corner. Rabbam said a real mason is not a man who can put up a wall, but it's a man who can turn a corner. And a real mason skill is shown in the way that he can turn a corner and make certain joints and certain angles, and that's where his skills are really seen. And I believe that we are changing. Some things is happening, and I don't know if you know it in yourself. I think in this last year, this church have been more grounded, more secure, more settled in the revelation of Jesus Christ than any time of my time with you. I best believe that. Yet I have spent, far as I know, the first 8 months of this year was spent with you. I don't think I went really anywhere. But this, for me, I don't know about your heart, how you feel, but I feel that for this group here, I believe that you are more settled in the understanding of the opening of the word or the unveiling of God more than any other time that I know of. And I feel within my heart that most of you have caught these great truths and are settling in more than ever. You are going to have one or two among us, but the one or two does not define the majority. And I believe that that I'm happy, I'm settled that in this church here, that there's no one who can really move you from these great truths. I don't see that happening. And, you know, so, but I believe there is a change. And Brother Branham told us that Charles Price, who was, of course, you heard me speak on Charles Price, and Brother Alexander Dowie, and you find Charles Price, Alexander Dowie, Smith Wigglesworth, Amy McPherson. He spoke about them, how they all passed away around the same season of time. And he said they passed away, and as soon as they passed away, he was on the field. Remember that? He said he was on the field. So we see even this last 2 years, we've seen the old guards, men who came up in the ranks of the message, Jeff Jenkins, Lee Vail, Brother Joseph Coleman, Brother Junior Jackson, all passing away around 1 or 2 years of the same season. Lonnie Jenkins, I mean. The other one spiritually died. All passing away. You see, and when you see these men, all of them who have significant impact on how the message was propagated. Joseph Coleman had a world following, Brother Lee Vail, a world following. Junior Jackson, a world following. Okay, Lonnie Jenkins, the accepted teacher in the nominal message world, all passing away. Then we know that this passing away is significant. And there's a change. And if you notice, from the time that last one, the teacher, he was called the teacher of the message. He's sanctioned by Donnie Reagan. He's sanctioned by Eddie Biskell. He's sanctioned by all the nominal message churches. And his passing away. And soon as he passes away, the very fruit of his loin, the very product of his ministry, his son, falls away. So we see that there is a falling away. There is a falling away, and there is now a diluting of the influence of the prophet and his message. I hope you can see what I'm saying. Let me say that again. I'm going to repeat myself. Brother Branham said, Charles Price, who was a tremendous divine, had a tremendous ministry of divine healing, not only in signs, but also with the teaching of divine healing. Go back and look at him. Look at this. Go back in history. Go to your library and look at it. Tremendous ministry. In fact, Charles Price prophesied about Demas Shakarian. It was Charles Price that prophesied over Demas Shakarian. And that is Brother Shakarian is a man who ended up starting the what is it? Is it a business? Full gospel businessman that gave Brother Branham the entrance not to work through denomination, but to work through that organization. In fact, he was raised up for that. Remember I told you how God saved his family from Armenia when it was prophesied 50 years before that this village was going to be destroyed by an invading army? They believed the prophecy of a little boy, I think he was 12 years old or something, and they and his parents, Shakarian parents, Demas, they came to California and became millionaires. And then he started at the Clifton Cafeteria. He started the businessman chapter. Smith Wigglesworth, also a great man of faith and divine healing. Even Smith Wigglesworth prophesied over David Du Plessis. He was a young man in South Africa. He prophesied over him, saying that he will do great things in a ministry. And Dimas Shakarian came over to America, and that's where Brother Branham met him. You see? And so you have these, Alexander Dowie, I believe, was one of the first to go. And Brother Branham, Alexander Dowie is a man who thought he was that Elijah. He had the Elijah robe, the Elijah clothes. And Brother Branham continuously went to preach in Zion, Illinois, because he had built a community of hundreds and hundreds of acres of land, miles and miles, where he had his own police. They were deacons. If you drove in the streets, they would stop you if you were speeding. You couldn't smoke. You couldn't do anything in Zion, Illinois. Their policemen were deacons. There was a holy city. And Brother Branham went there many, many times. Right? The real Elijah came. Out of Alexander Dowie came Gordon Lindsay. Out of Alexander Dowie came Brother Bosworth. F.F. Bosworth came from Alexander Dowie. Gordon Lindsay, Jack Moore, all of them came from Alexander Dowie. And he said from the minute that season that they passed away, he said he was on the field. You see, what happened? Their falling away was another season had gone by, and he was introducing something else. These men, Brother Vale, very good. One of the, Brother Bam said, a teacher. Brother Bam said he's a teacher, then he's a teacher. Brother Vale, you have Brother Coleman, you have Brother Junior Jackson, and then you had Lonnie Jenkins. They all passed away within a season. What's happening? And for a minute he passed away. It's a season where I believe the sign has come into its strength to work against this prophet. They search this message more than the preachers do. They're looking for error. They're looking for any contradictions. They're looking for any problems. Then you have the teacher's main son and church in type. He was the pastor of the church. He is falling away. He's fall away. So we know that there is a changing of the corner. We have changed a corner and they are going on, and we are going in a different direction altogether, and we must. There's something that is happening. I want to tell you, these truths, Brother John will know it, Brother Willingham will know it, some of you will know it, not all of you. But what we believe here, if you think that we were heretics then, but now we are heretics then. But nobody wanted these truths. Nobody. We were alone. No doors open. You, some of you who are here now, came through only because of seed, but the things that you've heard about this ministry, you wouldn't even want to come. What's out there? Isn't that true? But now, they can't stop it. And I don't have enough hours of the day to work with these brethren. And I don't have enough time to be with you. I don't have enough time to be out there. If God don't raise up really good, faithful men with the right motive, with the right objectives to send out there. You see? Because for me, the field is white and the harvest is ready. And God is opening doors that we have nothing to do with. Just this one talk to that one, and that one talk to that one. See? So, it's a change. You can see now, they're passing away. Somehow, it's a season and time where God is saying, look, you all really believe that we've tested you for 20 years on these truths. And it's not something you just made up, but it's something that continued to grow and enlighten and continue to knit with other truths, because a man can't put this together.
Amen.
And so now we find we have calls coming from different places, different parts of the world. And this year, with the help of Brother Cyril, last year and this year, he said, Brother Tony, I just feel led to work in the Caribbean. And out of that leading, we have two churches, two pastors in Barbados. We have two in Guyana. And we have one, not name mentioning, in another island of the Caribbean. And he's under fire, so we're just waiting to see, you know, how we can help him the best way possible. And we believe from them will also, it's not just us doing it, but Brother Bam said, you get one man. Paul went into a country and he got one man, but when he thoroughly had established that one man, he said when he went back, he had 30. And I want to say that about Brother Hine and Brother Angus. They are so well grounded, the church in Namibia. Even though they are quite young, I can put that group together with you. And if you hear those sisters talk about the word, they glean everything from these messages. They just don't go back and get busy, and I heard it. They glean. If you hear some of them speak, I'd like to have them testify again this new year. And you can tell the caliber of people that the word is producing. Don't just take these things and say, my husband knows it. You sisters, you get in there, and you get in there for yourselves.
Amen.
Start talking about these Greek words that you're learning and everything. Don't let nobody say, well, oh, you're not a preacher. You be the word. He didn't say man be the word. You be the word, because in Christ there's no male or female. You be the word. And from that one, Brother Angus, then Brother Hine, and from Brother Hine. And Brother Hine had a lot of problems. And he will tell you. He said, look, I had a lot of problems, a lot of complexes, family line. Things come through his family line. Behavioral problems. And he will tell you. He said, look, I wasn't converted. You see? And if I wasn't converted, then and this message comes, it'll quicken that seed if it's there. And the quickening of that seed is what we call life. And then from there, things will come up in your life and surface so you can repent and get them right. Things that are deep down inside of you. Even after your conversion, your complexes, family traits come out. That is still being sanctified continuously of your mind. So he had his falls. He has a disappointment with us, with the church. Financial problems. Management problems. But with it all, no matter what happened, he stayed with the word. And you can't stay with this. This has got to keep you. In the midst of all people say and do. Because it's not so much your falling as your attitude that you'll get up and say, Lord, help me, forgive me, and help me to walk again. Remember, real solid believers don't want to keep the believer down. They want to help him up.
Amen.
It is the unconverted, not understanding, wants to keep them down and kill their influence. You see? And so we are thankful from that one of Brother Hine being so grounded and settled that he's able to explain and express the concept so clearly that there seemingly can be another work started in Africa. And so they're desiring that a work be established, another church be established. I'm not going to tell you where in Africa, because the enemy will forerun me. You know, believe it or not, they listen in. You know, they are like their father, the prince of the power of the air. You see? So I want to brief you in these things that I want to do all the work that I can here now to establish you. But from you and from your support and your blessing and your ministry, support of the ministry and this gift that you believe come from God, there are many works that's... Look at us. Look at us. And from this, look at the man God has given us. The right kind of man to get this out. This was not my idea to get out. This was Brother John and Brother Nate's idea to get this thing out. It wasn't my idea a bit. But every joint supply, God uses certain men to see certain things, to believe in certain things. And then when we follow that inspiration, look what can happen. Great things can happen. And from that, many groups are being started. Apostolic group. We just don't want to have go on. We want to start an apostolic work. Work that we can help set the doctrines in order and get those churches with the right men over those churches and help them and support them, not just financially, but also doctrinally. And that is what we see is happening now. You know? But Brother Louis also having this great blow that has happened to him, I really believe that I really would like to go and spend some time with him and with that church, maybe just a 5 days, 6 days if I could. When our last service here is, Brother John, did we discuss that? Can you put a calendar up there? Aren't we family? Or let all the formalities drop. I don't like formalities anyway. I don't like the suit and the tie and the thing anyway, but you have to keep up appearances. If we can throw that up there. I'm thinking it's the 19th. It's our last service. I'm thinking. And Sunday is what day? What do we normally do? We normally do around the 19th, don't we? Okay, well then 19th will be our last service. Or Sunday will be our last service. Okay, 21st will be our last service. We'll not have a service again until Wednesday. All year's night. Okay? Everybody got that clear? Okay, good. Well, that's settled. All right. And Thanksgiving, no service on Wednesday and Friday. Okay? All right. So, I'm going to have to make a trip. And a quick trip to help. I think maybe about 5 days in a certain country in Africa. And maybe do 5 services with them. Get them settled. I'm going to see Brother Hine and that group. I'm going to try to get there, see if I can spend 3 days in Brother Louis and be back here before we close our services off. I've already asked our brethren, I know Brother Jones, I don't know different ones, that they take a series of messages and they keep that series until they clearly have done it. I'm glad for their obedience. I believe God will bless your obedience. Some of you have your own ways. I believe that when you start following direction is then when you become a good leader. And if you can't follow and you think you know better, then you find yourself not being a good leader, no matter how gifted you are. A good leader is one who follows. I always remember this one thought. I was a young hotshot tech, you know, what do you call them, field service engineers? And every time I would go out working for this company, and the manager and I were good friends in those days. You know, we were good friends. I was unconverted, by the way. So when you mean good friends, it means, you know, hanging out. And we would hang out, and we just really, he was the manager of that engineering department. And every time he would leave this old guy who doesn't even know what a transistor is, really. You know, he was in the days of the old tube and, you know, things like that. And you know. Well, anyway, the guy didn't know, you know, to me. But he was a supervisor because he's been there long, seniority. And one day I asked him, I said, "My, why do you anytime you leave this guy in charge? He doesn't technically know what's going on." He said, "I'll tell you." He said, "When I leave him in charge," he said, "if I tell him to do certain things or I teach him to do a certain thing," he said, "when I come back, no matter what other ideas he has or whatever, what he thinks will be done," he said, "he will always do it the way that I would have it done." I never forgot that. To put men in charge, sometimes you have to act on your own, do things on your own. But you look to see the man who wants to look into your mind and to follow those. And that's the same way with Christ, and same way with the prophet. You want to look into his insight and want to follow that pattern. That has never failed me. That's what I try to do with Brother Branham. I try to get into his, what is he thinking? What is his motive? What is he trying? And learn to judge the way he judged. And I believe that's where you learn to think. And the reason I have you going over those sermons is because I want you to learn to think. If God put you under this ministry, then this ministry is to help you to think. Even though you have your own unique gift when you present it, you will find you will never be able to present it like me. But the material and the judgment and the way the Holy Spirit is teaching us to think, it will benefit you. It will shape you. It will prepare you. You see? All right. I'm thankful for the time God has given us. And pray that something will be said this morning to help you see the change within the framework of our time being here in this message. All right? Okay, so I want to talk about, and I'm going to use an example. I'm going to use an example country that I, Trinidad. And I'm going to title it, you see, Moving from Mixed Multitudes to Twins. And moving from twins to Antichrist. You see, it does not, you just don't become an Antichrist. When the mixed multitude came out of Egypt, they were all with Moses and they were all with whatever Moses was with. You see, and then all of a sudden, you have, from the mixed multitude, you find there are two classes of people. The elect and the non-elect. And then from that very class, you have people who begin to withstand Moses. And God says, Dathan and Korah, he said, open it up. And God swallowed them. You see, the Antichrist part of it came out of the twins. And the twins, when we never realized who twins were because there was a mixed multitude, we couldn't tell. It had to come a time when they begin to manifest. Yes.
Amen.
And then they begin to work or fight against. They begin to fight against Moses himself and then eventually to misunderstand Moses' message. Now, we had a Moses in our day. And so if we have a Moses, Moses would have wrote a Deuteronomy. And a Deuteronomy means two laws. Isn't that what Moses is? Deuteronomy means two laws? All right. Now, just like in the Garden of Eden, there were two laws. But how God did it was that he gave them one tree. And that's the tree of life. Is that right? But if you would, this tree of life is not natural, it's spiritual, spiritual life. But, and these branches represent, we know that the bark of the tree, and we know that there's the doctrines, there's the fruits of the tree, there's the leaves of the tree. Is that right? There's the root of the tree. Right? So then when you begin to pervert the root, or you pervert the doctrine, you pervert the fruit, you pervert the leaves. Right? And so to pervert this becomes death. The tree. of knowledge of good and evil. Now, we always talk about the two trees, but notice something. God cannot produce a tree of good and evil. Because even the tree represents Satan, and God did not create an evil Satan.
Amen.
He did not create. God only created righteousness. He became evil by perverting what God made him for. So perverting what God made, you see, then it becomes evil. So all God did was to have righteousness, and righteousness perverted becomes evil. So all God have to do is to have life, the tree of life, and when you pervert that, become the tree of death. All God had to do was give them a Moses and the word, and from this, life and death is from that very same message. The same water that saved Noah is the same water that drowned Noah. But God did not create a tree of good and evil. Amen. That is the product of perverting the tree of life.
Amen.
So part of the product of the tree of life, part of the product of the tree of life was the word for Adam's day. And what was that word? Thou shalt not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Thou shalt not eat. Well, what does that mean? Now watch very carefully. When it came to Eve, how did the tree of the knowledge of good and evil come? It come by believing something contrary to what God said.
Amen.
God said, thou shalt not. And he said, thou shalt not surely die. God said, thou wilt die. For the day thou eat, thou wilt surely die. And he said, thou shalt not surely die.
Amen.
What did he do? He perverted the word. By perverting the word, it brought death.
Amen.
So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is represented by the spirit of God and the spirit of Satan. And he was already perverted before he came on earth. Therefore, he represents that tree.
Amen.
So what does it mean? It means that from Satan's mind, which represents having no foundation in the word, that's why it's called a bottomless pit. No foundation in the word, right? Then you have God's mind, and God's mind is built upon the word or the rock. So we have these two laws within the framework of the message. Life and death. We have a Deuteronomy message. I can't hear you. We have a Deuteronomy message. And I'd like to read Deuteronomy chapter 4. And show you we have a Deuteronomy message. How do we get a Deuteronomy message? How do we get a tree of life and death? Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgment which I teach you. That's a prophet teaching. That's God teaching Israel through a prophet. I teach you for to do them that ye may live and go. Is that the tree of life? Isn't that the same thing he told Eve? That's the same thing he told Eve. Right, and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God of your fathers had given you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. Isn't that perverting the tree of life? Well, then it becomes death.
Amen.
So Deuteronomy 4 is equal to Genesis chapter 3. Right? It says here, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you. Now, is that now, I ask you, is that not exactly where Eve was? So with Israel, there was the tree of life once again, set before them. Now, if that was Moses back then, what about when our Moses come today? The message is the tree of life.
Amen,
this message is the tree of life. And to add or take away, it becomes the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Amen.
It becomes death.
Yes.
So therefore, we are not talking about people who are outside of the message.
Right.
We are talking about people who has been called in to, there is Eden, and then there's the Garden of Eden. In Eden is the unbeliever, unconverted. But in Eden, there is a mixed multitude. There is the serpent, and there is Adam. There's the serpent and his mate, and there's Adam and his mate. Or there's the serpent, the pastor, the husband, and the church. And they're twins in there, but nobody knows.
Amen.
Nobody knows because they are all within Eden. This is the Garden of Eden. This is Eden. They're not the same.
Amen.
He prepared a garden in Eden. The garden is different. And the preparation that God prepared, God always prepared things by the word. So the message and the prophet and the ministry is prepared. And that is what prepared us. Amen. So we now are prepared and we are inside here. And the message comes inside of here and this becomes the tree of life. That becomes the tree of life, right? And so the message community, those all who surround the message, everybody who's around the message has to be considered Eden. And within that same Eden, there is the serpent seed, and he gets an anointing, but not from God. He is anointed. Now this serpent looks just like Adam. And he is the last to be produced before Adam.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Adam is produced and called from, is that right? From a higher order. Adam is not serpent. Adam is Zoe.
Amen.
And as Zoe, Adam cannot be deceived. Okay? I'm going to change these two here now. I'm going to take away the mate. And I'm going to take away the mate here. And I'm going to make the serpent a class of people. And I'm going to make Adam a class. What class of people? I'm going to call it the Zoe class or the true church. The true church cannot be deceived because his seed remaineth in him. So Adam is classified as 1 John 3 and 9. A son of God cannot practice unbelief because his seed remaineth in him.
Amen.
Adam never was deceived.
Amen.
Adam could never be moved by the serpent. He would not even approach Adam. So one thing we learn, that if you are true Zoe, he will never come to trick you or deceive you directly. He will work through somebody you love, something close to your flesh.
Amen.
Your husband, your wife, your children, good friends.
Amen.
Good old pastors.
Amen.
Kind old priests.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes. Amen.
So Adam does not represent a son of God. Adam represents the church. Because the church, whether you're male or female, are the sons of God.
Amen.
Now I want to look one more thing. Now I want to look at Adam as the head and Adam's body, the natural man. Adam's body, his biology. So Adam represents the Zoe gene and the body represents the woman. So, in the flesh you can fall. In the flesh you can do a lot of things, but in Adam, he wasn't really deceived. He was trapped. So, I'm looking at Adam like this. I'm looking at the real Adam as the gene. And this body here, which is his flesh, as his wife. Right? So Adam could be trapped by the flesh and the things of the flesh, but he cannot. Adam never did. He was deceived. He was trapped because of the fall. You were trapped because of the fall. But you could never misplace, dislocate, and misinterpret. Once you hear that word, you say, ah, there's a bell on side. They say, that's nothing but the truth. That's nothing. He has a filter to filter out. Once it's quickened, he has a filter to filter out unbelief.
Yes. Amen.
You can't deceive him. It's impossible for this bride to be deceived.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
So Adam represents the Zoe church. One thing Adam also represents, Adam represents the true ministry. A true ministry will not be deceived in the age he is living in because he's raised up to know the word.
Amen.
He's raised up not to be deceived because he cannot sin. So a true ministry could never, ever be deceived and preach false doctrine.
Amen.
Not when he is quickened. Can't do it. It's impossible to do it. But the serpent, because he's not Zoe class, he also is a preacher. He represents a false ministry. But he was so close, quoting the same message Eve heard. He was quoting exactly, amen, the message of the hour. He just added, thou shalt not. And he got Eve to add also, because God said, thou shalt not eat. And Eve also said, lest he touch it. Because she knew that she was seduced by the touch.
Yeah.
And the touch represents sensation. The Pentecostal move caught her to believe that she was in the spirit.
Yeah.
Doing something spiritual. When she was all hyped up by a man's gift.
Yeah.
And that's what Pentecost like. They like the gifts and the stimulation. And like a woman touch groans, they like to groan and shout.
Amen.
And praise God.
Amen, brother.
It's the same, brother. You're mature enough to know these things. It was not an apple she ate in the garden.
Amen. Amen.
So she did something that was of a sexual nature, and then the church found a way to make it not immoral. The touching, the jumping, the shouting, the moving. You ever see Jesus touch a man and he fainted? Did you ever see Jesus touch a man and he? Did you ever see Jesus hold a man, touch him and come out, devil? That's Hollywood, like Brandy said. Special effect gospel to entertain you, to make you feel that you're... He never did that.
Amen.
Where did it come from? If it didn't come from the master, it didn't come from Brother Branham, where did Brother Simmons get that from?
Amen.
Where did John where it come from? So you see these men who love to lay hands? Watch them. The church labeled it something else. So a man can make a woman feel good, and she can feel good and respond and never be pregnant. Never have a birth. And the church can get you to jump up and down and be excited and get in the spirit and like to be touched and everything else associated and never be pregnant with the word. Never conceive. Just excited. It was all about pleasure. Being with her was all about pleasure. My being with you can be all about pleasure. But never plant no seed in you. And then you can have the man that you really love. He's a nice man, a good man, a sweet man, a kind man. And he's a holy man and he lives a clean life. And people, women live with men like that. But he's not able to impregnate them with any teaching.
Amen.
He can't stimulate her with the word. They come to church because they know that there's a relationship that you must have. As pastor and church, you must have a place. And they come there. But that man got no life. He's got nothing going for him. And that's how some women live with men. They just ended up in his house, circumstances and reason. And that's how you end up in a church. I hope you understand what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you we've turned a corner. And if we've turned that corner, then there is going to be moving from mixed multitudes that cannot be identified to twins to show you that every revival produces twins. The mixed multitude came out because of the prophet and vindication, but the twins came out when it came to teaching. The teachings became different in the message churches. We were all mixed multitude at one time. There was no difference. Everybody was having meeting. Brother Vail, Brother Coleman, Brother Palmer, all of those had meetings. All of them were working together at one time. And then doctrines begin to develop. And then guess what doctrine does? Okay, well, it's trying to find the twins. Because twins is Matthew 24:24. The anointing on them can produce gifts and miracles and signs and wonders. But they are anointed false to the word, but true to the signs and wonders. Falsely anointed to the word. That is why that is what's happened to Luther, the serpent. The serpent was falsely anointed with the word. He was the first false anointed example in the Bible. Because he brought the wrong teaching by... Now watch carefully. You say, well, why? He placed himself in the revival. God spoke to Adam and Eve. There was Zoe.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
But he, amen, placed himself by coming in and hearing and believing what was said. And when he came back to Eve, he added to the message.
Amen.
He didn't quote from another message. He quoted from the same message. So he came after Adam and Eve had heard it. He came after, and anytime anything comes after, that is called an impersonation of the real.
Amen.
So he was the first impersonation of the message ministry. He was an impersonator of a message preacher. Let us look in Genesis 1:1, find the New Testament. Let's go for 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and 13. And he shall not... Okay, we'll come back to this. Don't lose it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now this morning, I'm just going to take a little bit of time. Because, of course, we will have. You've got a big rest coming up. And I want you to really rest. And if you're not tired, how can you rest? You know, get up, drink some water, have some coffee. You know, we're going to have a coffee machine out there. For such are false apostles. What apostles? Sent ones. Deceitful workers. Is that not describing the serpent? Transforming himself into the apostles of? That's the first apostle. That's the first apostle. The serpent was the first impersonation of an apostle of Christ.
Amen.
All right, so you can put that down right there now.
For
no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, there's no great thing if his ministers, there you go, the first one was a serpent, also be transformed as ministers of? Remember, there was a time the serpent was dormant in the same garden. There was a time he already knew what God told Eve. But it was a certain season when it was time for her to come to an understanding that he brought a misunderstanding.
Amen.
Otherwise, he was just a mixed multitude in there. Mixed multitude means different seeds.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
The human race. Amen. The Zoe race. And the serpent race. That's mixed multitude.
Yeah.
Yes, what do you think mixed multitude was? Black, white, yellow, and green people? You were thinking that, weren't you? I hope not. Amen. There was a time that he was just part of the mixed multitude.
Amen.
That God took and placed in the garden. He prepared and put in the Garden of Eden.
Right.
And then there's a time where he became a twin. How did you know when he became a twin? When his teaching became by perverting the message of the hour.
Amen.
By adding, by taking away. By killing the effects of it. By misplacing, dislocating, and misinterpreting. Notice he did mix it. He said, ye shall be like gods. Now that's true. That's true. That's what God promised them. He made them to be gods, and then he was going to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
With their body changed.
Amen.
That's what they were. Ye shall be like gods. Isn't that what we are promised? That we are going to come back to gods of the earth with title deed?
Yes. Amen.
If they had stayed with the word, they would have passed the test.
Amen.
Notice again now. So, therefore it's no great thing if his ministers be transformed as ministers of? No. So right then and there, righteousness has to do with the right revelation. Right? They become to say that they are ministers of the right message.
Amen.
The message of the hour is our righteousness.
Amen.
All right. Whose end shall be according to their works. Okay. Now, let's go to 1 Timothy 4 and 1. Now the Spirit speak expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to those as the end. How are they going to move you away from the message? By seducing spirit, which is angels of the message. Ministers transformed as angels of life. And doctrines of So the serpent was anointed with demon. Well, I had the head demon. He was anointed with demon.
Yes.
The demon.
Yes,
and that one demon is Satan.
Amen.
Transformed as an angel of light. Saints, okay, so here we have now Satan, the form of a man, or so-called man, which is the man of sin.
Right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the man of sin? So this is the serpent can be classified as two things. One is classified as a Protestant messenger. Talk to me. He's classified as a Protestant message minister. And he's also classified as Satan in the form of a man, which is the man of sin sitting on the throne. Two types of him in one place. Okay. All right. Everybody okay? Do you see the two trees? Do you see how Eve is typed? Eve is typed as the foolish virgin. I can't hear you.
Amen.
She's typed as the foolish virgin.
Amen.
She's typed as the church.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Amen.
And but Adam is typed also as the true church.
Yes.
And his body, Eve, as what traps him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because the body was not made perfect like the glorified body. So it was a lower creation body.
Amen.
It was not part of the original creation.
Yes, sir.
But a glorified body is, amen, perfect creation.
Amen.
Are you looking at the types? Amen, Brother Jones? The glorified body is the perfect creation. Amen. But the body that we are given is not. Amen. Yes, sir.
Now, everything in this universe is made out of our three atoms. Right?
Yes, sir.
When he's going to change our body, you suppose there will be another periodic chart just like we made to our body?
Every atom in the periodic chart, if left uncorrupted, is stable. Everything is stable. Gunpowder comes from dormant elements. But when mixed together with man's knowledge, becomes a sign of death.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So what God will do, God will bring back the original molecular structure for every element in its perfect condition. And that is what will be stable. And it will be the same material, but it will not operate with the same speed. Just like water. Water can be liquid. But when acted upon, it can become ice. Or when acted upon, become vapor. Your body will be like that.
Right.
You, the same body, but you can change the condition it from liquid to water to solid. From gas to liquid to solid. That is what your glorified body will be. It will be able to operate in the different dimensional realms.
Yes, wow.
How do you slow it down? If you think yourself a man, then you come solid.
Amen.
If you think yourself as an eternal son of God, a being, you travel through time. So you're just right there, wherever you are. That's why the transforming has to do with your mind. God wants to show you the most powerful thing that you have is your mind.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
You are what you, whatever, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yeah.
Well, if you think yourself a glorified body, there you are, solid man. Okay, now this is not genie. Think and blink. This is the real thing. I dream of genie. Think and blink. All right. Okay. Do you see the two laws operating? So the two laws of life and death comes from the message. Now everything outside the message is already dead.
Amen.
Right? But in the message is where we are contended for life. So, right in this message now is considered to be the garden of God. God prepared the tree of life in there. So the ministry and the message represent the tree of life. The branches represent the ministry. The fruits represent Adam and Eve. In there, unless as long as they abide in the tree, they live. Oh, do you get that? As long as they abide, they live. So what happened in the Garden of Eden? The serpent grafted himself into the tree.
Amen.
Look, everything he taught us have to go back to the seed. This is the tree of life. There's the roots. There's the branches, which represent the ministry of Adam, which is a true ministry, the Zoe. There's the, and then grafted into the tree now was the serpent.
Amen.
That's the grafted branch.
Amen.
He's in the garden. He's grafted. But a man makes the word. He said the two trees intertwine somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? But in his ministry, later on, he's showing you Demas Shakarian. He's showing you his garden with the citrus tree.
Yeah.
Always an orange tree, but it produces lime and grapefruit. So the serpent grafted himself into the tree, which is the message.
Amen.
And became a message branch or a message ministry. And from the same sap of life of the message, he is producing, but he is producing a different kind of people. He's producing a Cain class. So the twin is the Cain class. Therefore, their attributes will behave like Cain towards us, the Zoe class. Remember, I'm using a perfect example of the ministry in Trinidad. I'll use one nation to be born of it, but not be of it, and to be raised up to condemn it. That's how God does things. Didn't I do that? Didn't I do it with Samuel? Didn't he do the same thing with Samuel? Didn't he do the same thing with Jesus? Make them be born in Israel, but he is not of that Israel, to condemn Israel. Did he not do the same thing with Paul? Make him of the Pharisees, but not really a Pharisee.
Amen.
To condemn the Pharisees.
Yes,
when his eye become open. That's God's way to do it. I was born in Trinidad. Amen. But was not. I'm an American. To condemn this thing that's happening there.
Amen.
And what is happening here? Use it for the different countries of the world. Those who are on the tape, and see if the characteristics are not the same. They started off as mixed multitudes. Then they move from mixed multitude, identify themselves as twins. And as twins, then they move into Antichrist.
Amen.
So the serpent grafted himself. How do you know that? Well, he started quoting from the message, which is the tree of life. So he was drawing from the message, and that's what a branch does. A branch draws from the life of the root.
Amen.
So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil cannot be separated from the message of the hour. That's where the trickery is. That is where the deception comes. So this branch is a deceivableness of unrighteousness. Because you're using mass message language, message book, message quote, and saying the prophet said.
Amen. Absolutely.
So this branch is not a son of God, so it will commit to S-I-N.
Amen.
He is a son, 1 John 3 and 9, and he cannot practice unbelief. Impossible, because his seed, God's seed, is in him.
Amen.
But the same message, two branches.
Right.
And he can produce a set, which is because Adam had life, seed life, he could bring a son. So every seed bring from his own kind. He brought forth a set. And he brought forth a Cain. Amen. He brought forth a set class. Nobody's going to ask me what happened to Abel. Nobody? It means that the life skipped. The life came back with Seth. The resurrection came back with Seth. Is that right? Because you always crucify the seed when it comes. That's why there's a second crucifixion. Yes. Amen. And there has to be a crucifixion today.
Amen.
So the Cain class is the one that's guilty for the crucifixion.
Exactly. Amen.
It was not the serpent that crucified. It was the Cain in the message that crucified the word afresh.
Amen. Yes,
follow again. It was the Cain seed. All right. Now, I want you to look at these two things here. There is the crucifixion of the one life seed. And that is followed, that is the head. And that is followed by the crucifixion or persecution of the body of that seed. Did you notice that? They killed Christ, then they persecuted the ones that represented the body.
Yeah.
That's what followed. They beat them. They caused them not to preach in his name. That's Acts chapter 3 and 4. Right? Remember that? So there's a class. There's a class that goes on this. I don't want to go that far. Let us look at the set class here. I want to look at it. Set class represents the resurrected life of Abel. Set represents the appointed seed. He is the appointed seed. So Abel represents Son of Man, Alpha. And Seth represents Son of Man, Omega. And is he the appointed seed?
Amen.
Right? For Son of Man to Son of Man, that's from seed to seed. Now watch again now. So then you're going to come now from Cain all the way now. Watch carefully. You're going to move from Cain. All right. And you're going to move all the way down to Nimrod. You're going to come all the way to Nimrod. And between Cain to Nimrod, he corrupts the whole world with idolatry. You're going to end up with an Enoch. You're going to end up with a Noah. Watch the line. Watch what the line produces. Okay, between Cain and Nimrod, you're going to end up with a Lamech. What is Lamech? A murderer and a polygamist. The first polygamist in the garden. In the garden, right? All right. So you're looking here now in following the line. And I want to just continue this here because I'm going to show you these spirits that were here. I want to bring them back on the twins over here. All right. Now, okay, let's leave that there for a minute, and I want to come back here. Do you see the two branches and the same tree? Do we have any more of these markers? Okay, so you have the two branches, and there. So you have here now. You have. So what laws do you have here? This is Deuteronomy. Two laws. Deuteronomy. Okay. And living off the same message, What do you call it? Twins. Right? First mixed multitude. They are all one in the garden. No interpretation. They are all happy with the blessings of the Lord, being called out and placed in an environment where the tree of life, the message is.
Amen.
Then all of a sudden, somebody becomes a teacher. Amen. Isn't that right? After the message word goes forth, somebody becomes a teacher.
Yes, sir.
Then you find Adam not deceived. His ministry is not deceived.
Amen.
He is staying with the word, Adam. Adam stays with the word. Then you have Eve, the foolish virgin. She thinks she is doing the right thing in pleasing God. Is that right? So you have Eve represent a class of people, the foolish virgin. And then you have Adam represent a class now who stays with the word. This class that stayed with the word means a ministry and a body that is united with Adam as one. Thank you, sir. Let me give you an example how we're typing this. We're typing Adam as the body and head together as one. That's the elect. Adam is the ministry. This is the church in his own body. We are typing Eve separate and saying Eve is related to Adam. She's made of the same material.
Amen.
I can't hear you. She's made of the same material, but she is not in the original pattern. So she types foolish virgin.
Amen.
Let's take what the prophet taught us. This is the material. Is that right? And this is the bride, or the Christ and the church. Right? This is the head Christ. This is the church. Alright? And you cut this pattern off. What is left here? Isn't it the same material? Well, then that represents the foolish virgin. This represents Adam and Eve, or the true church. You said Brother Bam didn't teach you that? Sure he did. Yes, you didn't put it together. Isn't that true? You always see Adam and Eve as two things, Christ and the church. Well, that doesn't have to be always. Adam represents the true church and Christ, united together as one, already one. And Eve represents the remnant. She's not made from the same material, but she's not made in the original creation. This represents the true church united with the head. He is the head, and she is made from the same material, his body. That's him there. Then the remainder here represents Eve in type, the foolish virgin. So you have bride, you have the foolish virgin. Okay, now this foolish virgin don't have Zoe. Is that right? Okay, so she doesn't have Zoe. But she is made of the good material. So therefore, she has a measure of election in the garden. Everybody okay? So what I want to show you is that this branch has grace even for the foolish virgin. Because a foolish virgin is a God-loving people. And as a God-loving people, she is going to bring forth, and they are going to bring forth children that are not foolish virgin, not Zoe, and that's called the human race. So you have a human race. You have foolish virgin, the human race. So I'm going to type one more thing, if you don't mind. I'm going to type that this class out here, this is called the bride, and out here, with the same material, they are called Israel. See how many classes you can get from the type. This is Gentile. This is Israel. Now, I want to look at this carefully. When you take this pattern out carefully, can't you not see the pattern of the church in Israel? Huh? Can you not see the... If I take this, cut this out perfectly like this, right? Till it, can't, is the pattern not left in a remnant? So you can look and see the outline of the church in Israel. They also has an image. They also a reflection of it, but not the real. All right. Okay, so the Lord has brought us thus far to show you these two branches. And these two branches have the same message. It's called Deuteronomy. So we have a Deuteronomy in the message. Two laws. Okay, two laws. All right, let's go now to... I wanna go now to Deuteronomy 4. Let's read it again, Deuteronomy 4. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes, unto the judgment which I teach you, for to do them that ye may live. Alright? And go in and possess the land which the Lord your Father give you. Now that's Deuteronomy. That's the two laws. I give you the message, and it's now you have life and death before you. Ye shall not add unto the word. Right there is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Right there. That's what Lucifer did. He added to the word. That's what the serpent did. Right? So who is he telling don't add? He's telling them that are following the message don't add. I can't hear you. Amen. Because the Canaanites wouldn't add. They don't want the message. The Hittites don't want it. The Baptists and Methodists, they don't want it. So who is it that he's warning them? He's warning them. Just like Acts 20 and 28. Let's read it. Take heed unto yourself and all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church which he had purchased. For I know that after my departing, after the Moses, Paul, being a type of Moses, give them the word, wrote the word for them. For I know this, that after my departing, grievous words shall enter in among you, not sparing also of your own men shall arise. Right? That's the serpent arising right there. He was dormant for a while in the garden. Amen. He knew the word. He knew the message. He kept quiet for a while until he was anointed with a demon to give him a false understanding, and he passed that on to the church.
Amen.
You see the Garden of Eden in the book of Acts 20:28? Amen. Around you. Speaking what things? What do you mean perverse things? Say the word perverse. To turn away, to distort. It's a seed of discrepancy, to turn aside. And watch, to oppose, to plot against the saving purpose and plans of God. To turn aside from the right path, to pervert, to corrupt. Oh, I hope you could follow. Just a minute. It's going to be a little bit today. I hope you don't mind. Turn aside. Okay. So this year... Amen. Is the serpent. So Acts 20:28-29 is a serpent arising among themselves there. Perverse things. That's also 11:13-15. You can see the serpent ministry there. And what is that? That's the seed of the serpent. Okay, now 1 John 2:18. Let's read it. So I'm going to give you an idea here now. Now remember, I'm talking about this country. They were a mixed multitude. Everybody was with, all of them were together at one time. We all, I was with Brother Shem, I was with Brother Green, I was with the different elders there. Brother Kennedy and different ones. All right, I used to teach for them. We were all one. And all of a sudden, doctrines come on the scene and begin to separate. If we are all the same, all have the baptism, all born again, all have seed, a seed cannot practice unbelief.
Amen.
What I want to do is I want to crush this idea. Now is the season. Now is the time. We have turned a corner.
Amen.
Amen. This is a falling away time.
Amen.
Charles Price, Wigglesworth, Alexander Dowie, Amy McPherson, all in the same season. He said, and I was on the field. Right? And him coming on the field, guess what followed Brother Branham? A genuine gift. Impersonation. What followed the message that God gave Adam and Eve in the garden? Impersonation. He come and person himself as an angel of light, as a messenger of the message. Amen. What followed Luther? Fallen angels. What follows Wesley? Fallen angels. What follows the message, the seven seal message? Fallen angels.
Amen.
Fallen Baptists, fallen Methodists, fallen message preachers who have fell for Lucifer's lie of adding and taking away from the message. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, that's the man of sin. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:2-3. That's the man of sin. That's a prophecy of the man of sin to come. Even now there are many antichrists. Plural. So, twins, watch carefully now. This is what I want to show you. Mixed multitudes follow the message for a while. They follow. The message. Yeah. Follow the message for a while. Then from the mixed multitude, then doctrines come, teaching. And when doctrine come, then you have twins. Because twins are produced by revival, and revival is the seventh seal. The seven thunders. So from the seven seal doctrine, which has to do with the unveiling of God, alright, that makes the Bible a new book. So the twins in the message are them that are fighting against the open book and the new revelation. And they are holding back the old, which is our Trinity and Oneness revelation. So mixed multitude, we can all preach together. Brother Vail, Brother Coleman, Brother Junior Jackson, Brother Palmer. These different ones can all preach together at one time. That's a mixed multitude. Then when Brother Vail come out with his doctrine, and then Coleman come out with his doctrine, then there's a separation. Now there is a revival because it's produced twins. There is no revival if there's no twins.
Amen.
So in a mixed multitude, there was no revival. It was a rehearsing of what the prophet, who the prophet was and who the denomination was. It was not a judgment inside. So the twins can only come when the doctrines are developed and the teaching. And when that happens, then there is a separation. And you have the different camps now, including ourselves. Right? Now, this is fine. As long as they are twins, they are two divisions, that's fine. Now, but the twins will not stop at the division. The twin moved to one more class. They moved to Antichrist, where now they are beginning to work and fight against the ministry that preaches the truth and against the message of truth. They just don't separate. Now they're beginning to fight.
Amen.
They began to say evil things about God's dignitaries. They're beginning to, by the way, so let's look at the Antichrist spirit of it now. Let's go to the book of Jude, chapter 1. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you in the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. So the message that God gave Eve is in contention now. The message that God gave Paul is in contention now. The message of God gave Brother Branham is in contention now. What he gave Moses is in contention because he's warning them, I know you're going to add and take away. I know grievous wolves will come. Brother Branham said, I know fallen angel will follow this. He's warning us. For there are certain men crept in unawares. Crept in where? Message church. Who before deigned to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord. So that is the main thing right there. They are denying the revelation of the hour. Amen. The Father and Son. Amen. Now if you deny, you say deny, they not only are they denying it, but they are working against it. They are fighting against it. That's what makes you anti-Christ. Christ is the word, the truth. To work against Christ or them that represent Christ is anti-Christ that makes them anti-Christ. They're not just saying, I don't understand it. I don't see that, brother. You know, that's fine. You know, we remain brothers. Not that. They must kill your influence. Like in Trinidad, Brother Green, he will call the brothers in the Caribbean when we went to Grenada, hindering the work of God. Call them, say, don't let these men in. These men are preaching two gods. We in Trinidad have judged them. And we believe that they are false. Oh, you see, now they sit in Moses' seat. Amen. And the man don't even know his, he don't even know the word. Brother Green don't even know the word. He got hired as a pastor because his former pastor died. And they said, well, you be pastor. He don't know the word. He's not converted. His former pastor was Brother Oja. He got no life. He denied the word, the opening of the word. He denied the seven seas. In fact, when I met Brother Green, he knew nothing about the seven thunders. Brother Shem had to help him with whatever little he knew. Brother Shem come from Orja, and Orja wasn't converted. And life comes through the body. These men have just not just moved from mixed multitudes. We could get along with that. He doesn't move to twins with two different doctrines and remain like that. Now they are anti-Christ. Fighting against these truths. Amen. Moving, you see, it's a change and it don't ever remain the same. Right. So they are denying the only Lord God and our Lord. They deny Father and Son. Every single one of them in Trinidad denied, except for one man. They told, when we, Brother Cyril went back this one time, was trying to talk to one brother called George, who was a teacher, who, I don't know, teacher of what. Honestly, I don't know, teacher of what. Outside of this, you got another gospel. Denying the only Lord God and all the, he told Brother Cyril, we don't want that Jehovah Witness trash here. Now that's a man who reportedly said that he hit his wife and gave her a black eye. So a man talking like that, you can imagine how he treats his wife and his church. Probably treat his church with disrespect. If you could, allegedly, he said he hit his wife and he was going to step down. Then he came back, maybe after some pressure, and he said, no, he didn't hit, she slipped. Can you imagine that? And he's a teacher. And this nice guy, there's a nice man named Norris, who I believe could open to these truths. And another a good man, Brent. They can, but they're following this blind teacher who don't know a hill of beans. And could swiggle them with all kind of different ways. Unconverted men, I'm telling you. Listen very carefully today. They move from mixed multitude. Everybody is lovey-dovey. Two twins. Well, twins are what? Matthew 24:24. The two spirits can be so close, they'll deceive the very elect if possible. The prophet said, you'll know them by their fruits. He said, what's their fruit? Their teaching. What are they teaching? Denying the only Lord God. and our Lord Jesus Christ. You make them one like your finger.
Amen.
And I will therefore put in you in remembrance, though he once knew, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, that's the Exodus, right? That's a mixed multitude he's talking about. After what? Destroy them that believe not. Believe what? They believe in a wrong Godhead.
Amen.
At Baal Peor. So stop right there. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4 again. I hope you catch the line. Follow the line I'm trying to follow. Therefore, watch carefully. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall he diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandment of the Lord your God which I command. Your eyes have seen what the Lord did at what? When they worship Baal.
Amen.
When they said we are all one. When the prophet of God says, separate yourself from all unbelief. They want to say we all, Baal priests and our priests are the same priest. We want to have ministers meeting. Ministers meeting is held by a man who has helped fathered. He's seen as a father to other ministers. A man who has a gift that's birthed like an apostle or a prophet. Or a major man who has given birth to many ministers. Then he wants them all to be his children, to all look and see the same thing. And they respect him because they see a gift in him. And no matter how hard they study, they'll never reach him. He have their respects. Not like a bunch of devils get together in Trinidad. I asked them, I said, who's the chairman? Oh, we don't have that. We just circle. You know why? Because every single one of them want power and authority. At the Trinidad ministers meeting. And they say they are the judge of the Caribbean. And all Brother Green have is a large group of people he inherit. Doesn't preach any doctrines. Doesn't know any. And so everybody is satisfied and happy going to hell. And because he has influence and money, speaks with a low voice, he buys those brothers in Guyana, Brother Maxi and Brother Desmond Ross, and you talk about a blinded people by giving them money. Say, how do you know, Brother Tony? I'm telling you because I've got to do this. I want you to know we've turned a corner. I want you to know what's out there. I want you to know that. So he told Brother George, told Brother Cyril, we don't want that Jehovah Witness trash here in Trinidad. We don't want it. And the man who allegedly cuffed his wife, gave her a black eye. Would you like that, brother? Remember the prophet said, the pastor types Christ in the church, therefore his wife should be a virgin? How would I like that? If he gives her a black eye, what does he give the congregation? They are sheep beaters. So Green calls Brother Cyril, puts two ministers. He gives three ministers finances every 3 months. Brother Cyril, Brother Maxi Lee from Guyana, Brother Desmond Ross from Guyana. So he called Brother Cyril and he said, Brother Cyril, I heard that you, did you get rebaptized? Brother Cyril said, yes. He said, you are strengthened by the Tony's doctrine. He said, from now on, you are not welcome on my pulpit. You see, the lines have been drawn. The twins have to draw their line. But the way when they begin to draw their line, they can remain twins. But when they move to fight against and stifle, or the prophet say, a boycott against the word. When they begin to not want these truth to go in to deliver God's people, to call them out of Baal worship and idolatry, then they be moved into an antichrist. Antichrist is not evil men. Antichrist is good, kind, sweet, holy, religious men. Pious.
Amen.
Fighting. You think the Pope has an immoral life? And he's not even fighting against this message. Only people that can fight is the one who came out in the Exodus. The only people. So these people who came out in the Exodus wanted to go back to Baal Peor. The people who came out in the Exodus went and built a golden calf.
Amen.
Amen. The Baal worship was already in their heart. They were never converted. They worship another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit, and they fight against the seed of God.
Amen.
God destroyed them. The Lord thy God had destroyed them from among you. Let us go back to Jude again now. You think you need to get out there to really know where's the safety. See, only when you get out there, then you know. And the angel that kept not their first estate, but left their habitation, he had reserved and changed under darkness. The angels are loose. So what angels are that? Fallen preachers. The angels are loose.
Amen.
200 million demons is let loose.
Yes, sir.
How they can be chained if they're not, how can they be let loose if they're chained? These are preachers. Amen. I reserve Ireland unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man.
Yes.
In like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and after strange, going after strange flesh. Fornication and going after strange flesh has to do with idolatry.
Amen.
Just like they go after strange flesh. They go after strange God because you join yourself to your God in communion. That proves if you join yourself with your God, you'll never join yourself with strange flesh.
Amen.
False God. And set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, these filthy dreamers who are preachers, he just called them.
Amen.
Dream. And they defile the flesh, despise authority, and speak evil of. Where are the dignitaries? Those who carry these truths.
Amen.
That's the dignities of God. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Amen. Now I want to just make a type here. The body of Moses, the body of Christ, the unfailing body. What do you think they want to dispute about? The power of the message to raise the dead. The power of the message to change your body. The power of the message to seal the believer. They disputed over about the body of Moses. Jairus not bring accusation, a real action, but here the Lord rebuked thee. What is the disputing over the body of Moses? Isn't the body of Moses a body of Christ? A type?
Yeah.
Isn't the body of Christ a type of the body of the Word?
Yeah. Amen.
But these speak evil of those things which they know not. I can't hear you. They don't know anything about these truths. They only hear something and say it's true God.
Amen.
Even in this area, they don't even know. They don't even ask.
Amen.
They speak evil of those things which they know not. Green knows nothing about this. Shem knows he's in a greater iniquity. And so does George, knows nothing. They are nothing. They don't know anything. That's why outside of Trinidad, there's only Shem and Brother Vin. And I don't have any fellowship with Brother Vin. I don't really know what he believes. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally, as brute beasts in those things, they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Twin. Balaam, they want money and reward because you see, if you follow this, everybody will cut you off. Brother Cyril learned that quite quick. Everybody will cut you off. Why? This is one in a million. You can't follow this. Amen. God has to put you in this. Open your heart to follow this. You can't stand in the light. This has a lot of light, brother. And they perish in the gainsay of Kor. These are spots in your feast of charity, our message. Which when they feast with you. Well, when they feast with us here.
That's right.
They don't feast with us here. We can't get along.
Amen.
Clouds they are without water. In other words, they ain't got no doctrine. They ain't got no teaching. They can't stand on. They're from the bottomless. They ain't got no water. Carry about with winds. Amen. Those are the ones who come blow through here. with their winds of doctrines to try and see if there's anybody who don't have a seed. Trees whose widow without fruit, twice dead, spiritually dead. And they're going to die naturally too. Two deaths, spiritual deaths on the lake of fire, plucked up by the roots. Now, they are not the trees our Heavenly Father has planted. Every tree my Heavenly Father has not planted. And that's connected with your feast of charity. That's twins.
Amen.
Raging waves of sea forming out of their own shame. Wandering stars. You know what stars are, right? Amen. Of whom reserve blackness and darkness forever. These men are in danger.
Amen.
They are in danger. They don't realize the people that they are under them, what they're doing to them. Go on up. Let's read again. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own desires. Their mouths speaking great swelling words. Oh, third pole! Son of man!
Yeah.
Seven thunder! Their mouths speak great swelling words. Having men's person for their admiration. Well, you say, give me an example. Well, didn't you have the admiration of Jeff Jenkins? Tell me if the world didn't have the admiration of him.
Yeah.
See if that's not true. What is the admiration now? Swelling words of men purse admiration because of advantage. See? And a lot of time these men follow these men because of advantage. They can open doors for their ministries. All right. What are they? They are mockers. Mockers of what? The truth. All right. 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's look again. But they are false prophets. Even among there shall be false teachers. Typing. They are false prophets here. They are false teachers. Teachers among you. Among who? The elect, the group, the message world. You who privately shall bring in damnable heresy, denying the Lord that brought them out. Well, who saved them? When the message of the hour is revealed. It was Jehovah all the time. And brought them. When did they deny him? When they went and created Baal? I can't hear you. Behold your gods that delivered you from Egypt, they said.
Amen.
I can't hear you. Many shall follow their, not a little, but many shall follow their proud, rebellious ways. By reason of whom the way of what? Do you believe that we have the way of truth? Is evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall by fringe words make merchandise of you. Message people. Whose judgment is now a long lingered not, and their damnation stumbler. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, deliver them into chains of darkness. Talking about the preachers, souls in prison. These men are souls in prison. To be reserved. You talk about denomination, I'm talking about twins. And turn the city that Solomon go into ashes, them that are overthrown, making them an example of those after should live God ungodly and deliver just lot. Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Okay, go on up. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, despise government, there it goes, despise dominion, authority of the word, presumptuous means proud, are they self-willed and are afraid and are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. You know, we were having a meeting. And when I presented the oneness quotes to them and the Jesus and Eden quotes, Brother Shem said, those quotes, majority of them is before the seals were open. Now come to find out he doesn't believe the church age book. A man that I walked with, a man that I had friend, man that we had mixed multitude here, man who has a gift to preach and to type, will turn around and say that he doesn't believe a church age book. Wouldn't believe the quotes before 63? Oh, friends. We have turned a corner. I have seen men who I once thought were men of God. And when the doctrines begin to fall, I can only see demons on their faces. These are natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things they understand not, and shall perish in their own corruption. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness, as they that counted pleasure to riot in the daytime. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving. While they... Oh, we love this message. We love this prophet. Stay with the word. Say what the word says, you hypocrite. They have forsaken the... No, they have full of, eyes full of adultery. Now, what about spiritual adultery? And cannot cease from S-I-N, beguiling what souls? Unstable souls. Amen. Cursed children. Is that not Cain? Is that not twins? Is that not Antichrist? Alright, now, which are forsaken the... Well, you gotta have the right way before you could forsake it. And have gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozrah, who loved wages of unrighteousness. Because they see that their ministry will be very small. You follow these truths, brother. You're gonna have hardly nobody following you. Here we go again. Wells without water. Talking about ministry. Wells without water, clouds that are carried with tempest, of whom the midst of darkness reserved forever. Amen. For they speak great swelling words, third pole, seven seals, son of man. Lowering through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those who are clean escape from them who lived in error. All right, I'd like to go to my notes now, if you don't mind. Brother, I've got three sets of notes there. The first one I'd like for you to put up is... I'd like to put up Acts, it's one called Acts 1 and 8. I hope you begin to see what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you, you're looking away far off. The corner has been turned. There's another season we are. We are at war. Spiritual warfare. And if you don't have your sword sharp, I believe in peace, but I believe you must keep your sword sharp. All right, I want to read a couple things for you. All right? Man of God that's been in the fields today has no right to preach the gospel without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I can't hear you. Amen. That's the first qualification of a minister, is to be filled with the... Now, brother, sister, every person in this message who is a preacher in the message, do you believe they are born again? What is the evidence of birth? He preached to Eve, and Eve thought he was a good man. I can't hear you. And she took a seed from him. I'm wondering, friends. What's the evidence of your birth? Is your word for your day unveiling God and His Son? Is it the true Godhead? Is that the evidence? Then every doctrine flows from there?
Amen.
You mean you are converted, you see that, but the ministers in doesn't see it?
That's right.
You trying to say you're converted and the minister's not?
That's right.
How dare you? I'm asking you. It's openly. Let's say I die, the church burned down, closed down. Let's say I fall in sin, the church closed down, messes up. Where are you going to go to church? What, tell me, give me, what's your second choice? Who's the nice man you're going, where? Yeah, you're going to have to make a good rider. What are you telling me then? What are you telling me then? You see, we're always talking about the truth, the doctrine. The truth and the doctrine is irrelevant. It's the birth. If you get the birth right, you'll have the truth right. It can't help it. He that is born again can understand the things of God. Unless you're born again, you cannot see or understand. So if they're not seeing and understanding, what is the problem, Brother Bayo? No seed. He said, you're talking about men who's been in a message 20 years. You can have a father who's 50 years old and ignorant of the Bible. What's the difference? You are not children. You've got to stand against deception. You've got to know how to judge.
Amen.
Don't judge doctrine, judge seed.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how you look. Don't feel sorry for seed.
Amen.
Because if I go to worry about my friends who I had friendship with and shared memories and times and dreams, but I've got to look deeper than that.
Amen.
It's seed, brother. So what's the first qualification of a minister? When you went to your last church, message church, did you ask the man, brother, are you qualified? Are you born again? Pastor, are you born again? You are ashamed to ask that. You rather put your life in the hand of a man, you never ask if he's born again. What's the first qualification of a minister? He must be filled with the Holy. He must be born again.
Amen.
You got to ask that question now. You on the internet, don't be afraid. Ask your pastor, is he born again? If he's born again, how can he deny the word? His seed will not permit him to. Don't let him give you this, Jerry. Oh, well, he'll see it in time. You mean after 50 years? God will keep him in adultery all this time and fornication for 30, 40, 50 years? And then say one day when you put him in a box, he'll see it? Or we'll just worship in idolatry until... We'll just go to the groves and Baal altar. Just, well, you know, we go in there, but we know what's in our hearts. Why don't you go to a witch altar? You wouldn't do that. See, you're deceived. Tell the man the truth.
Amen.
Give him the quotes. If he says he wants to study it, let him study it. Say, but listen, if you don't see this, well then, you've got a different God, I got a different God, we go to separate ways. If you leave the church, you're going to be lost. Well, I better be lost, you know, walking away from Baal than staying with you. I want to show you this. I want you to see this. What should every believer ask their pastor? Can I hear you? Where did you get your birth from? Because you cannot get a birth unless you meet somebody with life. Why would Brother Pew and I never know each other, never seen each other, never heard each other, and all of a sudden, what is it called? Affinity. Doves like dove. Crow like crow. And before we can have this revival, you want a revival? Okay, it's not me. I was going to turn it up here. If we can have this revival, God has to call out and train men. God trained men to carry this message. I can't hear you.
Yes.
To carry this message, you've got to have God called, God trained, that must be born again. Now I ask you, in first generation, did we have that? All the ones that enter into the ministry after Brother Branham died, not when he was alive, after he had died, then became preachers from his government. The trustees, Brother Cox, he became a minister. Brother McHugh, he became a minister. The ones who were just in his government, they all became ministers, evangelists. What happened? Oh, promotion. Death means promotion. And that's how the churches are. Watch carefully now. Because if you don't have it, if you don't have, you're not born again, you're not converted, then you are afraid of the truth. Preachers are afraid of these truths because they cannot handle the opposition and they cannot handle the rejection that comes from preaching this truth. They are almost literally afraid and ashamed. That's the fear that the devil, through the ministers who are their friends, who are preachers, place upon them. It's not a walk in the park to walk with truth. It's not. We got to have God-trained men to carry this message, and they don't care what the opposition is. Why is he saying that? Why is he saying that in the time of the revival, we need God-trained men, amen, to carry the doctrine that come from the revival. Every revival produces twins because there's going to be an opposition from the twins.
Amen.
See, they will be going into the fiery furnace in defeat. Or to the lion's den or whatever it may be. They are ready to go. Because they've been in the presence of God and know that He is. Whether it is to victory or defeat, they still stand the same. That's the kind of training God does to a man. It's a very strange to think that God would do that and that. That God trains His men like that. But He does. We cannot send, God cannot send a revival until He's got a man in shape to take it. He's talking about Himself now. We cannot have a revival until we get men. God called men. So you have two things. You've got to have the one man to bring the revival. And then you've got to have men to carry the revival.
Amen.
God trained men. That's not trained up in schools of theology and education. But rugged men of faith. That God has brought up in the schools of His rugged training. Men who are not afraid to face the fire of the twins. I met one like that. His name is Brother Dennis in Guyana. All the ministers are against him. He brought the quotes that we had sent there about laying on of hands. All that he presented at a ministers' meeting, and they almost tear him apart. Amen. He just had the meetings, 3 or 4 day meetings with me down there. Every single one of them cut him off. But here's what he said. He said, "Brother Tony, I don't care what they do. I don't care what they do. God trained men that's got trained up in the school. Amen. Rugged training. Men who are not afraid to face the fire. Men who has to come in the presence of God and know His power, know His omnipotence, knows His healing power. Men that's trained to know the living God.
Amen.
Just remember the scribes and Pharisees who talk so much of God didn't know Him. Yes, isn't that the truth? And the men who are preaching a message right around here, message, they have not one clue of the true and living God.
Amen.
Yet they're preaching and the people believe that they know God.
Amen.
Now God bless His word. And I want to take the subject this morning of Jesus' first doctrine. The first qualification of a minister, he must be born again. And the first doctrine Jesus preached was, the first doctrine of Jesus was he must be born again. That was his first doctrine.
Amen.
You come back right where the problem lies. The problem lies is the message ministers, majority are not converted. That's why they cannot see the word, they can't understand it, they can't take it.
Amen.
And the reason for that, they have no seed. Just like the serpent had no seed, he could not see the word properly. We find out that there are so many different meanings that people put to it. Nearly all churches say that you must be born again, but each has their different interpretation of that. What it means to be born again. I might go to the Methodist church this morning. They say, you believe that you must be born again. How do you interpret it? I go to the Baptist church. You believe you must be born again. How do you interpret it? I'll go to each church and we'll find out. If you went all 900 different denominational churches, there'll be 900 different interpretations. So see, there is so many different interpretations and yet a Bible doctrine, there must be and is a truth somewhere. What is it? It is they that are born again cannot misplace, dislocate, and misinterpret the message of the hour.
Amen.
They cannot deny the truth of the word.
Amen.
They've got a filter. They've got a seed.
Amen.
So this great book doctrine of Jesus that wrote here before us in the Bible. He must be born again. There is so many different versions of it. As I have said before, I taught this morning. Now watch. Ephesians 4 are the branches. He passes on the life through the branches. Then if the Bible is the truth, then Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. If He energizes and we are still His branches, His life comes through us. So we are the branches. The fivefold is the branches. You are the fruit. If we don't, now watch carefully, which branch do you want? They are all sucking from the same message. The serpent is sucking from the message. He brought death to Eve.
Yeah. Amen.
Is that true? Amen. But look at Adam. Even Adam could still bring forth a son of God because, amen, he was a son of God.
Amen.
Adam was not deceived, brother. I don't care what you say. Adam was not deceived. And he set in the church to be apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists. Amen. He did that. He said he did. Now watch. Remember God's law of reproduction now. Remember after this kind. You say, Brother Tony, what happened to Trinidad? Trinidad moved in with ministers like Oja. And the question about where did Oja get life? Every single minister in Trinidad questions Oja's birth. They question his boot. Even Shem questions Oja's boot. I met Brother Vin in Guyana. I asked him, I said, where did the life in Trinidad come from? And then I just asked him, I said, Brother Vin, what do you think about Oja? He said, when I started going by Oja, he said, he was just a young minister then, young man there. He said, Oja didn't believe in the opening of the word. He didn't understand the message. How can a man pass on life? And that's the man that passed on life to Shem. That's the man that passed on life to Green. The man who passed on life to George, Ratan George, is a man named Ramahadio. And Ramahadio is a man who's living in New York now, left the church for Ratan George. That man believes that Joseph is the prophet. So they're following Joseph. Can he pass on life? You say, well, why is Trinidad in that condition? No birth. The ministers has no birth.
Amen.
I'm talking about the ones that I met in that meeting. Has no birth.
Amen.
If they have birth, watch them. If they ever get a hold of this tape, they'll be running to find out who I could see got me life.
Amen.
But Shem's got nowhere to hide because I know him well. No life. Brother Henry Green, which is Brother Dan's Daisley pastor, he was one of the first, apart from Brother Jerry Rowe, that took the message to Trinidad. Henry Green did not believe in the opening of the seventh seal. He kept Shem under that condition until 1986-87. Shem was still preaching, the seventh seal was not open. And then when he did begin to see the seventh seal was open, before that they were mocking different brothers. I think Brother Vin had already believed that the seventh seal was open. But they were mocking them. And when he began to see the seventh seal was open, and he began to preach the seventh seal was open, then Henry Green cut him off. And they had a big fight. That was the end of the missionary work for Henry Green in Trinidad. Where did their birth come from? I asked Brother Green that. He told Brother Cyril, Brother Tony is too arrogant. Too arrogant to ask where your birth come from? You're a public figure.
Amen.
And if you're not a public figure, stay home and hide under your bed.
Amen.
You got people's life in your hands. You should give account.
Amen.
Know them that labor among you. Follow again now. Every seed must bring forth after its own kind. So if this is the branch of God, it has to bring up its own kind. See? I want to tell you, a Baptist will bring forth a Baptist, a Methodist will bring forth a Methodist, a Pentecostal will bring forth a Pentecostals. You say, prove it to me. What did I bring forth here? Not of my own self?
Yes.
Are you not believing of the same doctrine we believe? If you are not of the same kind, then how can you be here?
Amen.
I don't care how far, amen, my grandmother always tell me the chip don't fall far from the block. The apple don't fall under another orange tree. Amen. That's why the shepherd will present you. That's why you could never jump higher than your shepherd. If you're jumping higher than him, he's not a shepherd. Or he's not your shepherd. Are you not the evident fruit of my ministry? Are you not the evident seed of what God gave me as a seed is planted in you and reproduced? Amen. Watch, remember now, the prophet is going to tell you, never forget this message, spoken word, original seed, part 2. Read it over, read it over, read it over. First qualification of a minister is he must be born again. Second qualification, the first doctrine Jesus ever preached was he must be born again. Now let's see what that does for you. Now remember the law of reproduction. What does born again mean? Law of reproduction. Born again means law of reproduction. Isn't that the truth? To be born again means that you are reproduced seed of the word. So you're going to reproduce William Branham's doctrine. I can't hear you.
Amen.
I'm going to reproduce it.
Amen.
The serpent is going to reproduce a perversion of it.
Amen.
After its kind, the seed of Christ, the word, must come through his. How do you get into the body? By one spirit. That means one life source. One father. You are baptized or given a seed. That is what that means. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. Okay, now, again, how the seed of Christ, the word, must come through his body. Ha, 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 ha. Can we say that? The seed of God comes through his body. Ha. Thank you very much. That's word two. Just let's hold quiet and pray. I want to get this in real good. This is the prophet saying, I want to get this real good. I want this to grind down. The seed of Christ must come. Must come through his body. Can we read that? The seed of Christ must come through his body. So that means a Baptist is not his body. No son of God can come from a Baptist, a Methodist, a Pentecostal. How about a twin church?
Amen.
How can a message lodge church? If you believe you can be born again by just being under a message and not know there's a twin, what are you doing here?
Amen.
What if I was really mean to you? Kick you in the shin. Say you're ugly.
I'm ugly.
What if I was to say that? Amen. Friends, what I'm trying to tell you is that who you're under tells what kind of seed you have.
Amen.
Let's go to 1 John 4. 4 to 6. You don't believe that? Every seed brings forth of his own kind. Who you hear, who is your teacher,
Amen.
Tells what kind of man seed you've got. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Who's the them? Who's the them? That's the twins in the message. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What is that? That is that faith that comes through the preaching of the word. Faith comes by preaching, and faith is a victory. They are of the world. What are they? Therefore they speak of the world, and the world hear it. Them. We are of God. He that knoweth God hear it. He that knoweth God hear it. Us. He that is not of God hear it. Well, why are they not? Why? You can say, well, I could be in a message church and they can have five message churches. If they have five brother pews in this area, we'll all get along.
Hallelujah.
I'm not so itchy to want a pastor. I can shut this thing down and say, here's a good pastor there. There's a good church of resources. Amen. Send me on the field. Let me help start up some works. We are of God. He that knoweth God, hear it. Us. I listen. I don't want to hear your confession. If you have to tell me, then tell me. Then it can burden me and I'll pray. But I'm not itching to hear. You hear what I'm saying? You go to God. When it comes to me, it's probably because it's already messed up really bad. But do you know your true confessor is God? I can't hear you. Amen. And if you feel you have to come to your pastor because I didn't teach you well, get a good friend. Get a believer, solid, an elder. Amen. Confess your fault one to another. Isn't that what the Bible said? It never said coming to the pastor all the time. Amen. The less you have to do with me, it means more mature you're able to handle your problems. Isn't that true? Oh, use your elders. Use them well. Amen. They are nicer to you than me anyway. All right? We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth. Whereby we know the spirit of truth. So by who you hear, you can tell what kind of seed they've got. Isn't that what it's telling me? It's true. Oh, ain't God good? Go back to my notes. I've got to finish this piece up. I've got some things there I just wish I can get to you, but I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay, now, a born-again seed of the word must come through. Now remember, what is it? Christ's seed. How does seed come? Through the body. How does the upper seed come? Through the body.
Amen.
If I am not born again, you will never have life.
Amen.
Listen to my words. If I am not born again, you will never have life.
Amen.
I don't care how much you believe the message. I don't care how much you love it. And if I'm not born again and you are born again, you will know I'm not born again. Because we will be seen and understanding in two different worlds. And guess what I'll be saying? Hit the road, Jack! Seed is through the body. And the church is the body of Christ.
Amen.
All right, now go on up. Oh, here we're going to get into something deep. Now watch the seed. This seed church. This real church with the real true sperm. Watch the body. Watch the body.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said, don't you be witnesses. I hear everybody say, oh, you go out there and be witnesses. You go out there and talk to the people on the street, in a street corner. You go bring them in. But the Bible said, unless you're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, then you'll be witnesses to me.
Amen.
What are you witnessing? Knowledge? Unless you're born again, you'll never pass on life to them.
Amen.
And people have brought you in here. Some of you, like Brother Sam Jones and different ones, they brought them here, but they didn't stay here.
Amen.
Seed.
Amen.
Seed. Seed. Has to do with seed. And no matter how good you are, it's predestination. Seed. And once there's seed in there, you might not understand everything, but something on the inside said, that's nothing but the truth. That's where the supernatural comes in. It's not you holding on to God. It's God holding on to you. It's not you trying to find your way. It's God leading you. That's affinity, brother. That's affinity. Now remember, God never committed his preaching to his angel. To an angel. How many knows that? How many knows that Galatians 1 and 8? If an angel come from heaven and preach something besides they had preached it, let him be a curse. So the angel is wrong if he's different from the word. God came down below angels and committed it to man, which was sons. Notice sons are them that are born again.
Amen.
A son is born again. You believe that? Now watch, he never committed it to angel. Notice he never did do that. Although an angel directed Philip to him, the germ of life had to come through the body. Philip, oh brother, now we're on the line. Where did the germ come from? It come through the angel? No. The angel showed him where to go. The angel is a messenger. Here is a son. I can't hear you. Here is a son. Philip had the germ, the message, the word. And if I am a son of God, I will produce sons of God.
Amen.
If I'm not a son of God, I'll produce twins.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. If you don't believe that and you are still here, you better pray that I get converted then. Because you ain't stand a snowball chance in hell to get life. You cannot read it from a book.
Amen.
Amen.
You cannot get it, the baptism through a tape.
Amen.
I know people say, I got, I was listening to a tape and a light came and that was my birth. You're a liar, that's an experience.
Amen.
If the apostle Paul saw a light and wasn't converted until Ananias went, was a member of the body for him to get the life of God, who are you?
Amen, brother. Yes, sir.
Don't let them old boys fool you. Amen. One man said, I was sitting in a park and I had somebody came and hit me in my back and I looked, there was nobody and I knew, I turned around and my life changed. Yes, sir. I heard some doozy in my life. I heard one brother in Trinidad, little short Paul, he said to me, I was preaching down there around 1997 or somewhere around there, I was preaching the Spirit of Truth as a one-man scripture. They didn't believe that either. Spirit of Truth, they don't believe Spirit of Truth is a one-man scripture. John 14:12, Shem wouldn't buy that for the world. That is a one-man scripture. I asked him, I said, Winston, when you had three pulls, if you could do the things Jesus did, I said, when did you have a pull? Did you have a three pulls? When did you create? The things that I... If Paul never did the things Jesus did,
amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Paul never created squirrels.
Amen.
He never spoke to storm.
Amen.
He never spoke to a woman's womb.
Amen.
I can't hear... He never said, gee, you know, give them salvation.
Right,
in fact, Paul said, you better watch Alexander the Coppersmith.
Amen.
God will deal with him.
Amen. Yes, sir. That's right.
No, they don't believe that either. Hebrews 13:8, one man scripture. Hebrews 4:12, one man scripture. Luke 17:30, one man scripture. Malachi 4, one man scripture. John 14:12, one man scripture. John 16:13, the Spirit of Truth, one man scripture. So I was preaching that, and he come up, and he took offense, so he came to Brother Shem's house. I was staying there, and Brother Shem said, you got a visitor, and he don't look too happy. So I had my little laptop. The last time, the laptop was thick like this. A little gray laptop I had. I had my notes on there. I went down there. He saw me come with the computer, but I'm not seeing as a college boy. I'm a college boy to him, you see. So she sat down there. And he said, I want to tell you something, Brother Gorilal. I said, yes, sir. He said, I want to tell you something that you preached there, but I'm going to tell you my story first. I said, okay. He said, I want you to know I was in a Pentecostal church. He said, and I was devout. He said, one day I came home, my Bible was laying on the table. He said, and something told me to pick up the Bible, and I'm going to pick up the Bible. He said, I was taken up in the spirit. I was transported from one end of the room to another end of the room. And he said, I spoke in tongues for almost one entire day. I was in the spirit and then, until I came out of it. I said, yeah, yes, sir. I said, I believe that. He said, well, I want to tell you this. You said you cannot be born again until after you come into the message. He said, I was in Pentecost when that happened to me. And he said, I want to tell you something, son. I said, yes, sir. He said, I want to tell you. He said, if you read the prophet message real carefully, the prophet said that God took, there was a hen who had some eggs. And he said, one of them was an eagle egg that somebody placed under there. Brother Bram said, it was the atmosphere that gave it birth. So therefore, in denomination, I was birthed under the atmosphere. I said, well, I'll be quite contrary. You're misunderstanding the parable. I said, because the scripture said, after you hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, you were sealed until the day of your promise of redemption.
Amen.
I said, you misunderstand, you misapply the story, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. The prophet was trying to tell you that you was always an eagle. When you were in denomination, you were still an eagle. But it couldn't give you birth. That's just a part of the story. So he wanted to put the bird there. So then I told him this. I said, well, if you wanted to put your bird back there until you're sealed with their redemption, you should have stayed there in denomination. You didn't need to come out. If your bird, they're able to birth you, they're able to present you.
Amen.
Stay there. Why do you come out in a message?
Yes, sir. Amen.
You see, friends, we have more trouble with the older ministers. They are our trouble. They are our stumbling now. That's what Moses had, trouble with the older ministers. And I tell you, the only way that problem can resolve is for us to earnestly pray that God will take their lives soon. That's the truth. You can't change them.
Amen.
They are a hindrance to the growth of the word. If you go on and you're growing into greater truths, they take offense that is something against them. If they taught something wrong and you correct it, they take offense. They don't care about the value of the soul. They care about the value of their name.
Amen.
That's how a child can be born. Philip laid his hand upon him. Philip baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ. And there come the Spirit of God. You understand why it is a lot of people are not being quickened? Why they don't have a seed quickened? Why they can't understand the word? Why they can't understand the truth? It's because the man who baptized them and introduced them to the word had no life in him.
Amen.
Sure, now the germ had to come from the body. What had to come from the body? The germ. What body? Christ's body. Now I'm asking you, if you believe the message that's around here is the body of Christ, you don't have to stay here. Honestly. I'll be fooling you. I'll be fooling you, Brother Jones. And if I believe there was a real God called pastor that had life here and had a good ministry able to feed the people, I would work with him. I have no problem. I started off with myself, my wife, my little baby, Brother Willingham and his wife. That's what we started off with. Isn't that true, Brother Willingham? We might have to go back to that, brother. Amen. Isn't that right? Then came David, his little group, and his troubles. That was first crisis. Along that time came Brother Sister Dawn. We were happy. We had a piano player. And then she brought her intended. That helped straighten us out. Sister Dawn, we might have to go back just to those few. Everybody else is an addition. That's where we were. Amen. We might have to go right back there. Amen. Imagine the entire state of South Carolina, and you're the only elect I know of that can say they've got life, that does not deny, and who's not a Baal worshipper. He said, "That's if somebody here and say, oh, that's not prove it different. Call me and prove it differently. Show me somebody in South Carolina preaching and believing these truths. Show it to me. You hear the internet? You know you're listening. Now listen, the same thing took place in Acts 10:48. Peter was on the house. An angel directed him to Cornelius' house. But where did the word come from? The body. I feel pretty good. Amen. Hear what he says. I feel pretty good. Feel like traveling on. The angel come and said, don't worry. And while Peter yet spake these words, not the angel, not the cardinal, while Peter, who had life, spake these words, what? He was the body. He had the word. The living word, not just intellectual. The word took hold. I can't hear you, brother. Oh, brother, my angel directed it, but life come through the body of Christ. Amen. Paul on his word. So you say, why is Trinidad, why in the entire country of Trinidad, they are all Baal worshippers? They are all oneness. They call the truth evil. They call the true Jehovah Witness doctrine. The man don't even know what he's talking about. Calling the prophet message, Jehovah Witness? Denying Father and Son? Calling that Jehovah Witness? Oh my goodness. You think this time he allegedly beat his wife? He might kill her the next time. Because he just planned to get worse. What is the problem with Trinidad? They have moved from a mixed multitude, called out and followed men like Oja and Ram Mahadio. And that is where Shem got his life. That's where Green got his life. See, that is where George got his life. And the rest of them. That's where their life come true. And because they don't have life, They end up with a different doctrine. They're twins because they got the other seed. And now that the doctrines are clearly marked out now, they're fighting against this. So now they're antichrist. Trinidad have moved from mixed multitude to twins to antichrist. And every country where this message is preached, the truth of it, you're going to find in that country that message church move. Mixed multitude, you're all one. Buddy, buddy. Then doctrines begin to come. What separation happens? What separation happens? What happens? You can separate and be dormant. But now the ones that move into the fight becomes the king to kill Abel for his revelation. Follow one more time. Paul on the road to Damascus. You believe Paul? He's a great man? Paul on his road to Damascus, a vision directed him. But Ananias had the germ. I can't hear you. Had the word, amen. The prophet Ananias saw a vision and said, go up there and lay your hands on him. He said, Saul, brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you in the road coming down here. The appearing. Most of them would say, oh, the appearing was my birth. How did he know? He had the word. The word of the Lord came to the prophet and prophesied and went up and he said, he come and sent me up here. I might lay my hands upon you and you would be healed and receive the Holy Ghost. Receive your sight. And the scale fell off their eye. He rose and was baptized in the name of Jesus. Went to study. Go on up. Spoken word original seed again. Now here's what I'm trying to say. The law of reproduction. Bring forth of its own kind. What did Paul bring forth? A Timothy. He brought forth a Titus. I can't hear you. Onesimus. Isn't that right? What did he bring forth? Amen. A Philemon. What did he bring forth? Look at the kind of sons he brought forth. Amen. What kind of church he brought forth? An Ephesian. I can't hear you. I guarantee, brother, honest by God's grace, who is able to stand with you? Huh? Who's able to talk with you? You start talking to them, they run for their life. Don't let them make you ashamed of what you believe. And if they don't know it, that is their problem. If they call you intellectual, say, praise God, I know something. Amen. The truth. Amen. The last days. And if they tell you, hey, so what do you all people think you're the only one? Say, no, you can believe like us and we can be two. Amen. But if I believe like you, we're both beyond believers and nobody will believe the truth. Don't you go on the defense. The last day is the true church bride. Notice the true church. Everything outside is a lodge. The true church bride comes to the headstone. Will be a super church, a super race. As near as the great headstone. They will be so much like him. So much. Even they will be his very image. In order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be the very manifestation of the word of the living God. Twins can never produce this. They will produce their creeds and their dogmas. Is oneness creed? Is laying on of hands creed? It's also called creed. Yeah. It's handkerchief creed. Yeah. They will bring their creeds and their dogmas. Is God himself, the being incarnate, the Holy Ghost to them? That's a myth to them. Yeah. Mixed with the word. You see, creeds and dogmas mixed with what word? The message of the hour. And brings a hybrid product. Now a thousand of sign workers in the last days has created a generation of sign seekers that knows no more, nothing about the true move of God and his word in these last days. Now, this is how you test. You say, how do I know the pastor I came from if he's got life? This is the test, the prophet said, 437. How can you tell them? How can you tell the twins? Give them the... How many believe that? How many be? If you believe your old church and pastor believes, got life, he got life. I tried it with Shem, he ain't got none. I tried it with Green, he ain't got none. George ain't got none. Can't pass the test. Right? So now, how can you tell them? Give them the word. He said, brother, how can you talk like that? I give them the word test. What, you want me to lie on the results? Amen. Do you want me to tell an untruth about the results?
No, sir.
How can you know it? Speak the word. See what they say about it. Amen. They say you are heathen. They say that's Jehovah Witness trash. You say that's true God. I want to ask you, what did they tell you it was? Oh, is that why you're here? What did they tell you? Anything favorable? Oh, you are afraid to take it to them. Do you know, if you go back to your church where you come from, your pastor, and just give him this word test, do you know that that will seal up the whole sum? Would you like to try that? Oh my goodness, this is the quietest, I feel like I'm Joshua speaking in the camp. You don't want to do it. You know why? Nobody likes rejection. Nobody likes to be the bad guy. Nobody likes to say, hey, you ain't seed. You're not saying what the words say. You're a twin. You're a lodge. You're a mass murderer. Nobody wants to say those words. You like a nice gospel. Well, God didn't make me up that way. God didn't make me up that way. I might have to do what you don't want to do. But you're going to be tied for it. That's your punishment. It might sound funny, friends, but you see how difficult it is when it comes on your human spirit? You don't want to do it. But isn't what he tell you how to test it? How can you tell them? Give them the word test. How can you know it? Speak the word. See what they say about it. If they don't believe the word, they have no. I can't hear you. I know that hurts you, right? That really hurts you, doesn't it? Well, if it really hurts you and you think that seems so unjust, you just judge God as being unjust. They have no seed germ in them. I'm not saying that. They are of the and deceive you. How many were deceived by a message, Pastor? Have you ever been?
Yep.
How many ever was in a message lodge and didn't know it?
Amen.
How many believed they were believing the truth and it was a lie?
Amen.
You mean and you know it or not? How many believed in another Jesus at one time?
Yes.
Another gospel?
Yes.
Another spirit?
Amen.
And know it did not?
Yes.
Well, why don't you go back and help the people that you love so much? How many loves God people? How many hate to see an eagle caged? You really love them? I'm challenging you to go back to your last pastor you had. I want to talk to you. I think you're lost. Or say it nice. Don't say it like me. I want to talk to you. I want to know if my soul is right. Tell him what you believe. And if you say, you get away from that man. You're so messed up, man. You better get away from that guy. Then you'll know. You can do it any way you want. But why don't you want to do it? I know what you're saying. You're not get paid to do it, okay? As the first bride was deceived, and the second bride was deceived, they are deceivers of the... By? That's the message. Or trying to. God never placed signs ahead of His word. That's a scorcher. God never placed signs ahead of His word. They were added for the proof of the word, but the word is first. I am sure that you have noticed that those whose names were in the book of life were part of the religious order for that day that centered around the true God and the worship of Him. Though they did not worship according to truth, like Judas, was Judas a denomination? Was Judas called out elect? He was part of the mixed multitude in Jesus' exodus that was out of the denomination? Like Judas, they didn't go all the way. See how Judas was chosen of God? He was instructed in truth. By who? Son of Man. He shared knowledge of the mysteries. In Matthew 24, Jesus was opening the seals and type. He was there. He had a ministry of power granted unto him, and he healed sick and cast out devils in Jesus' name. He was devoid of the Spirit. Make no mistake about it. A person that is truly baptized by the Holy Ghost into the body of Christ, receiving the fullness of the Spirit, will be in the Word. I can't hear you. Not that as God sent a prophet and message is true. Not third, fourth, seventh seal, seven thunders. All the way. Judas failed. Multitudes fail right there. When they fail to go on in that word, their names are taken off the book. The Spirit that was in Judas went right along through the ministry of Son of Man. Is that right? Then they both came to the cross. Judas was hanged upon the cross, gladly giving his life for the sinners, and commended his spirit to God. His spirit went to God, and it was poured out on the church at Pentecost. But Judas hanged himself, and his spirit went back to Satan. But after Pentecost, not during Pentecost, you see the impersonation of Christianity. After Pentecost, that same spirit that was in Judas come back to the false vine. So what does Antichrist mean? False vine. All you know, it's a false vine. It fights against the true vine. Notice Judas' spirit never got to Pentecost. What does it mean? Judas' spirit never came to a birth. They are never birthed. They never come to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that's what you're telling me. The ministry did not come to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Trinidad never came to the baptism. Oh, they believed the prophet. They believed the message. They were sanctified by the message. They even had a change of mind. But they never got converted. Oja never came to the birth. And if Oja didn't come to his birth, his church will not. That means Green did not. Shem came out of Oja. He did not either. George came out of Mahadio. What life? What seed? But what did Judas' spirit go for? You see, it never went to Pentecost. It never went to receive the Holy Spirit. It could not. But what did this Judas' spirit go for? It went for the bag of gold. Oh, it went for the be popular ministry. Ah, we were the popular ones. Everybody believed the same. How it loved money. It still loves money. It goes about in the name of Jesus, doing mighty things and holding great meetings. Just watch the spirit that is upon them and don't be fooled. Judas went about as one of the 12 and he did miracles, but he did not have the spirit of God as his own. He did have a ministry. He never got to Pentecost as he was not the true seed. He was not a true child of God. And it is that way right now in the synagogue of Satan. It is that way right now in the synagogue of Satan. What is that? That's the lodges in the message. Don't be fooled. You won't be fooled if you are a very elect. Jesus said you won't be fooled. When God is silent, we better be silent. But where he has spoken, we better speak too and say what he has already said. Do you mind if I say what he already said? He told us that the evidence or what would happen after being baptized with the Holy Ghost was that we would have the teacher come and teach how many? But the teacher was an inside teacher, not an outside teacher. If the spirit wasn't inside, if you're not born again, if you don't have the gene, you would hear the truth and receive it. If you wouldn't hear the truth and receive it by revelation if you heard it every moment of the day. And that's what's happening in message churches, even right now on a Sunday morning, in message churches right around here and in South Carolina. They'll hear the same message over and over, but they'll never have life. Because they have no seed. Forever learning and never able to come to a birth. That was a sign of the indwelling spirit in the days of Paul. Those who were filled with the Holy Ghost heard the word. What word? The message of the hour from Paul. Received it and lived by it. Those who did not have the spirit or the seed heard it as carnal men put a wrong and went into. That's where you were. That's where they are in Trinidad. Put a wrong interpretation to it because of conversion. That's what happened to the serpent. In every age of the Holy Ghost for the true believer, I say in every age, evidence was the same. Those who had the gene, which is the inside teacher, heard the word, that's the message of the hour, and that spirit in them took the word and taught it, see, revealed it to them. And they were of the group that had the messenger and his message and took it and lived it. Now, If you notice what caused this trouble, there was a mixed multitude that went up with them. I can't hear you. The supernatural had been done down in Egypt. And when the supernatural had been done, everyone flocked to it. And it caused a mixed multitude to go with them. Talking about preachers now. Right? With them. Unregenerated, unconverted hearts going up, trying to impersonate bride. It is then that in the days of Noah, it was in the days of Christ. It prophesied in God's word to be the same in. Supernatural had been done. There's a mixed multitude going up, unregenerated hearts, not conditioned, not keeping God's word, but impersonating something. When Jesus comes, see, Satan was in that bunch of Jewish teachers. I can't hear you. Well, if it was in that bunch of Jewish teachers, some of those Jewish teachers went in the mixed multitude.
Yeah.
Some of them went in with Moses.
Yeah.
Some of them went in with Brother Branham.
Yeah.
Trying to tell them to keep the law of Moses. And when the very word said the Son of Man would be revealed, see, they would reveal himself. So they was trying as long as they kept them religious and on the law of Moses. And that's why Satan has done this. He had worked through the ministry. I can't hear you. He worked through the ministry to do it. God has promised that he would. He began by a religious deceit in Eden. That's where I got that from. He started with a serpent there. The same thing, mixed multitude in the garden. You see that? And has continued ever since. He knew that every man originally got away. He say he knew that the man originally got away from God was by first leaving the word. If you leave that word, you have left God. All right, watch now carefully. Watch the delusion. Here also was the answer. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, will not prophesy in my name, cast out devils, in my name done these wonderful works. And then he prophesied unto them, I never knew you, depart from me. Jesus does not deny that they did the mighty works, only that the Holy Ghost can accomplish by way of men. But he did deny ever knowing them. These weren't backsliders. Watch carefully. These weren't backsliders. These were wicked, ungenerated, reprobates. These were the seed of Satan. And there it is. You can't claim that manifestation is the evidence of being spirit born, spirit filled. No, sir. I admit that true manifestation is the evidence of the Holy Spirit doing mighty acts. But it is not the evidence of the individual being spirit filled or born again. Even though an individual has an abundance of those manifestations, the evidence of receiving the Holy Ghost today is just the same as it was back in the days of our Lord. It is receiving the word of truth for the day in which you live. Jesus never did stress the importance of works as he did the word. He knew that if the people got the word, the works would follow. That's the Bible. All right, I'll close this up. I've got one more. I'll read it quickly, I promise. There is a set of notes that's marked. What are the other two that you picked up? Transgressors, yeah. Suppress. Now, I've shown you all of this. I want to show you the trickery of it now. Look, God had cause to test Job. All right, now listen to the test now. The test is important. He had a cause to test the people. Everything is done for a cause. He's doing the same thing now. He sends her signs and wonders among the people. He sends the gospel truth. Let them look over it. To some creed, deny the real truth and take a creed. Deny this and take that. Then you know the Bible teach contrary to that. But he does it for a test. There is no excuse at the day of judgment. In other words, before they can become twins, they have to reject the other doctrine. They both have different teachings. You have to reject it. That you're rejecting or receiving is called a test. So you've been tested. And you are tested because you say this is right. They are tested and they say that is right. But it's a test. It is to show who you are. The heaven consists of the word. Do you believe that? So heaven is consisted of the word. When you talk about heaven, you're talking about word. Look here, the voices was the thunders, not in heaven, on the earth. The thunders never uttered from the heaven, they uttered on the earth. Well, what heaven consists of? The word. And what is in heaven is now being spoken of by a prophet.
Amen.
Is that right? Now the wrath of God is revealed from
heaven.
Heaven consists of what?
The
Word. And if God, if the wrath of God has been revealed, it cannot be revealed without a prophet.
Amen.
It uttered on the earth.
Amen.
The judgment uttered on the earth.
Yes.
That white wig showed was on the earth.
Amen.
Are you showing? I'm showing you the test now. I want to show you how dangerous it is.
Amen.
And I'm using Trinidad for an example because I have first-hand experience with that. Watch carefully. The wrath of God. So the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. The same tree, which is the tree of life, which is the same message that saves us, is the same message that becomes the judgment. Not another something. The same messenger, prophet, that says you are justified is the same messenger said they are guilty. All right. So now, let me give you some definitions. Can you put up Romans 1:18 up for me? I want to look at the Greek words there. I want to show you a living example how our entire country, except for one little man and a little group, our little group there in Trinidad, apart from that, an entire nation could be lost as an entire world with 8 souls were saved.
Amen.
That's how you must realize your election is. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all, hit the world, ungodliness. You might surprise you. It means a want of reverence towards God. Now, the question about it is, what is God for today? Is it not our truth?
Yes.
You say the Word. Everybody have the message.
Right.
Our truth. Our understanding. What did the brother say? Jehovah Witness trash? Huh? What did the brother say? That's Brother Tony's doctrine. What does Shem say? Two lords. Two gods. What am I preaching then? I'm showing you. They move from mixed multitude to twins to Antichrist, the false vine. I'm showing you their characteristics. I'm going to show you Cain characteristics. Want of reverence towards God. And God, your attitude towards God's ministers and God's truth. They have no respect for Brother Cyril. They have no respect for me and what these truths are. They speak evil of dignitaries and in the way that the truth is evil spoken of. That's what it's against. You say, Brother Tony, who are you? I am an apostle. One of the highest calling in the fivefold.
Amen.
You should, how do you know that? See how many people can have set doctrines in order. Go on your message internet. See how many could set churches in order. See how many true fivefold apostles are they.
Amen.
Hmm? Who taught me indwelling? Who taught me marriage and divorce? Who taught me Godhead? Where did I hear it? Where did I get it from? Hmm? They're laying in your books. It's called a gift. Not only to know it. Knowing it is one thing, having the ability to present it is another.
Amen.
Hmm? Most of you know it, but how to present it in a way that could go from strength to strength, from light to light.
Amen.
That's all God.
Amen. That's right.
So Trinidad had its entrance of light. But they love darkness more than light. Keep that right there. Let's go to the Gospel of John 3:18. Let's just look now. You see, from this little church, you might say nothing is happening. But brother, as long as it's your word, we can be humble, we can be regular, normal people, but in the hands of God, we represent Him.
Amen.
Watch carefully. And this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world. Well, this light of the truth of the word came to Trinidad. Because without the true God, Godhead, if you have another Jesus, you have another gospel, you have another spirit. Your message is complete. The true light enters into Trinidad all the way from 1996. All the way to 2000. The conventions at Shem. I preach in dwelling, they rejected it. I preach ministry beyond the grave, they rejected it. I preach Godhead, they rejected it. What is it? One brother, Terence, told his people, he said, every time we hear that man, he confuses my people. That's because you teach them a bunch of rubbish.
Amen.
When the truth comes, they don't know what the truth is.
Amen.
They feel loyal to their pastor, of course. Blind follow the blind, they both fall in a ditch.
Amen.
This is a condemnation that light has come into the world, Trinidad. And the men in Trinidad love darkness rather than light. They rather the Baal Jesus. They rather the Baal gospel. They rather the other spirit. Rather than light, because their deeds were for everyone that doeth evil hated the light. Well, of course they must hate us. Neither commit to the light. Why don't they bring their doctrines?
Amen.
They don't want to do it. You notice everybody here stay afar. Oh, they preach to God. What is? Bring your doctrine. Prove it.
Amen.
Come into the light. Lest his deeds should be reproved.
Amen.
But he that doeth truth, come into the light.
Amen.
That his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. In the ministers' meeting, Shem fought for almost 20 minutes not to put Brother Branham quotes up there. And when we did get a chance, 15 minutes to present it, you know what he said? He said most of those quotes are before the opening of the seals. Can you imagine old men speaking like that? Because it's contrary to their doctrine. Do you see what it is, brother, sister? Let's go to the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Let's read it now. I want you to notice this. 5:5. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh, I can't hear you. So the wrath of God is revealed about men with vain, empty doctrines.
Amen.
Upon the children of disobedience. So who is the children of disobedience? The twins in the message. I can't hear you.
Amen.
You can't. The denomination is unbelievers.
That's right.
Amen. Disobedient means they know the message.
Amen.
Be ye therefore not partakers with them. I can't hear you. Be ye not partakers with them. For ye were sometimes in the message.
Yes.
But now ye are. Walk as children of the
light.
All right, now, fifth verse, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Is that bringing it to the light?
Yeah,
but have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the, for whatsoever doeth make manifest is. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead. Amen. And Christ shall give thee light. Okay. All right. Now let's go back to that Romans again now. I know I kept you long, but you know, we've got a long holiday. For the wrath of God is revealed. Today's Sunday. There's no service Wednesday, no service Friday, right? This is Thanksgiving weekend. Okay, good. All right. I'm almost going to be done. Just don't worry. Against all ungodly. What's ungodliness? Men who are against the ministry of the truth.
Yes, sir.
Have no respect for God's ministry and God's truth.
Amen.
Second again, unrighteousness. And unrighteousness. The word unrighteousness. Okay. Now, watch carefully. Unrighteousness of the heart, a deed violating law and justice, an act of unrighteousness. What is it? It cannot be unrighteous. This is iniquity. It is revealed from heaven. They know what God is against. They know what God is for. Shem knows he couldn't answer those questions. What does it become? Iniquity. Let's go back. They don't care about God's ministers of truth. They speak evil of them. They speak evil of the truth. They have no reverence for that. Right? They know, because they have to know the doctrine. I just read the quote for you. God tests them. They had to make a choice of which side they'll be on. So they have to know why they're on that side against this. So then it becomes iniquity. Of men. Of men, in the unright, of men. Who's a man? This is only talking about preachers now.
Yeah.
This is only talking about preachers now. See, this is why they are bound with chains of darkness. That's why they are in prison. And an unrighteousness of men who hid the word hold. It means to hold back. Let's go up. To hold back, to detain, to retain truth from people. From going on, to restrain, to hinder the course of progress. You understand? They are holding, they're hidden. They have to know what they're doing.
Yeah. Amen.
Antichrist for making his appearance. The power of the Roman powers meant. You know, so other words, to work against, to undermine, to suppress, to keep back. All right? To hold fast, to keep secure, keep firm possession of. You hold fast the people from seeing it. You hold back, you secure it, firm. How do you do that? By calling, like Brother Green, like calling other churches, other people in the Caribbean, and speaking evil. These men have two gods, these men have strange doctrine. Don't let them in. What is he doing? He's suppressing. He's holding. He's doing what he can to hinder the progress. That's why he moves into Antichrist.
Amen.
What is Gerald Hughes doing? He went to Guyana. He told them that we believe in these two God things. He told them that we, you know, he split your church. You all better go talk with him and say, man, you have no, brother never split your church. You help us to come here.
Amen.
That's what he told them. He told the ministers in a ministers meeting that. What are they doing? Anything that they could do to stop the ministry. Speak evil of. Speak because of the truth.
Amen.
They don't enter in and they will not another enter in either.
Amen.
Go back. That's why I told you the progress. Watch carefully. Who hold the what? I can't hear you. Hold a what?
Truth.
What is truth? Isn't it this message? Isn't it what you believe?
Amen.
Well, then that's what they're doing.
Amen.
Those are men ordained to that condemnation. You say, I like those men. Well, you better go let them give you a glass of water. And even see, I don't know even that will save them.
Amen.
Go back to my notes. Just a couple more. I want to get this clear. Trinidad has moved. Their ministry has moved. Those men in that minister's meeting, the ones that are there I'm speaking to, have moved from being a mixed multitude where you all gathered, we could all hang out, to twins, where we all have chosen our sides of doctrine. And that's fine. But when you start making phone calls and killing the influence, speaking evil, calling this Jehovah Witness doctrine, calling it two gods knowingly after you know we told you it was not so, explain it to you, give you the material, can't have an answer for it, and you still do that as Antichrist, and now you become the false vine, because the false vine always fight against the true vine. That's the definition of false vine. Follow again. Who are these people? Watch carefully now. And then shall the wicked be revealed. whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. What is the spirit of his mouth? It's prophet. So the Lord is coming to reveal the head. I can't hear. The wicked. Is that right? The wicked one. Lucifer's man. Now if you can reveal Lucifer's man, you can tell Lucifer's army. His ministers. Because he's an angel of light. Then you'll know his ministers are angels of transformers, angels of righteousness. Follow again now. Who hold, watch carefully, shall destroy with the brightness of his. Now this is what we are doing. Because of this message, we are able to identify mixed multitude, twins, antichrist, and false vine. And we can destroy it with the breath of the prophet's message. Expose it to you that you will not be deceived. And for this call, watch carefully. With all deceivableness of. That means the unrighteousness is the perverted message that makes it look so true. But yet it's deceivableness. In them that perish because they receive not the love of the. Now you might have me a simple statement for you. But let's go to Romans 5:5. And hope make it not ashamed because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the. That's the new birth. If they got no new birth, they can't love the truth. They would love the error, the deception, but they can't. Why do you think people love their churches or their pastors? They have no gene to love truth. Amen. Even if you go and explain it to them, show them all the proof, they will still love the error because that's their nature.
Amen.
How many, I would like somebody to say, Brother Tony, that's not all true. Please, somebody, because I would like for you to go to them. I'll give you all the material. Take a day. If you bring them back, I'll tell you what, I'm going to buy you dinner in the most expensive McDonald's there is. First John 1 and 6. Well, 2 John 1 and 6. 2 John 1 and 6. What's the evidence? What's the evidence? And this is love. The love that God gave you by the Holy Ghost. This is love. That we walk after His. Amen. And this is the commandments. As you have heard from the beginning that we should. Amen. How can you then? If you got a gene, you're going to walk in the light. And you're going to love. Amen. The truth of the word.
Amen.
Why don't they have a love for the truth? They have no gene. They have no gene. That's why they can speak evil of it.
Amen.
Go back again to my notes. All right. I'm coming on this to the port here. Now, then, okay. They have not a love for the truth. And for this cause, because they have no love for the truth, shall God send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie or the lie.
Yeah.
Now you can make the lie the gospel, the other gospel. Make the lie the other gospel. The other Jesus, the other gospel, the other spirit. That is why they say, did we cast out devils in your name? Did we do these mighty works? He said, they were not backsliders. Because only believers can backslide.
Amen.
These were wicked, evil serpent seed. He sent them delusion by allowing the spirit to fall on them. And they do many signs and wonders. And he allowed them, the spirit to fall on them and teach the very same message, amen, using quotes and scriptures like Jeff Jenkins. And the whole message world didn't know he was in error. His Godhead was wrong. His new birth was wrong. His appearing and coming is wrong. I can't hear you. And nobody knows error. It's sort of deceivableness. That their gospel, you can't put a finger on it because they're using the same quotes. But they put a wrong understanding to it.
Amen.
Let me shake up your mind a little bit. When you were in your other message church, didn't you amen everything the pastor said? And did you not believe it was true?
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Wasn't it the same quotes? Wasn't it the same message? Wasn't it the same Brother Branham said? Wasn't it the same book?
Amen.
Well, that was the deceivableness of unrighteousness.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't even know it. God sent them strong delusion to believe a lie, but God didn't allow that delusion to remain on you.
Amen.
that they might be damned who believe not the, but that had pleasure in the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness, that had pleasure in unrighteousness, which is iniquity.
Amen.
They suppress the truth. Shem don't want to present it to his people. They never heard those quotes. I have the believers in Trinidad. I have another minister there and whatsoever. They never heard these quotes about Jesus couldn't be his own father. Jesus had a father. Jesus and Jesus. God's name is Jesus. They never heard it. Look how many years they've been in the message. They never heard it. They suppress it. They keep it from their people. You say, prove it to me. When you were in those message churches, you never heard Jesus and Jesus. Yes. Had anybody ever heard Jesus and Jesus before they came to this ministry?
No, sir,
well, why didn't they tell you? They want to suppress it.
Yes.
Deceivableness. Can we go through some scriptures and show you how deceivableness comes?
Yes,
okay, somebody want to read it or you want to read it on the screen? Screen, okay. Let's read 2 Corinthians 2:17. It comes through ministry. For we are not as many, we ministry, the true elect, are not as many which corrupt the word of God. Isn't one of ungodliness mean to corrupt? Amen. Which corrupt the word of God. What word? The message of the hour. But as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. We speak according to the message of the hour. That's Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody okay? For we have renounced, who's the we, the ministry? We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness, because ministry can be very crafty. Right? Nor handle the word of God. Well, that's ministry. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience, a man bring a truth, let him prove the word. Give him a chance to prove the word. Hear the word. Bring it to the light. Every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, if our gospel, our Godhead, our truth be hid, it's hid to them that are whom the God of this world had. Who's blinded Shem's mind, Green's mind, George's mind? The God of this evil earth had blinded their hearts and minds, which believe them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, not God, the image of God, should shine into their hearts.
Amen.
For God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shining. Our hearts, that's why we know it. It didn't shine in their hearts, it blinded them, but it shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of the God in the presence of His Son.
Amen.
But we have treasure, living treasure, and excellence. Okay, all right, let's next one. Oh my God, I know you're tired, huh? Hungry? Yeah? We'll blame it on you. I was going to close, but okay, you know it. How did they do it? False apostles, you know it. Okay, next one. Give us two more, three more, and we're done. No, we'll then finish this piece. I ain't going to have you again for a while, see? Henceforth, we be no more children, tossed about to and fro, carried every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men. Notice that? And cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to what? That's why the wrath of God receive on those men. Now, let's just go back to my notes. Let's do no more. Let's go back to my notes. I'll leave that out there. All right? All right. Now, they have not a love for the truth. You can write these scriptures down. Proverbs 1:7, Proverbs 2:16. They have not a love for the truth. You don't want to bound the word. All right. Now, Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. That's why you don't understand the message of the hour. Okay, follow again now. The elect. This is to the elect. The same scriptures now. But we are bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren of the Lord, because God had, from the beginning, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of spirit and the what? If you believe the truth, it's nothing about you. It's a gene in you. You can't help but see it.
Amen.
And they can't help us not to see it.
Amen.
Wherefore he called you by, I can't hear you. That's why you're not called by Gerald's gospel, and you're not called by Green gospel and Shem gospel. You're not called by Brother Smith gospel in Namibia or Beckett gospel in Cape Town. You're not called by those gospel. Wherefore, brethren, hold stand fast and hold the tradition which you have been taught, whereby word, our epistle, and now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, they can't swallow that. They can't swallow that. Which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts, establish you in every good work. Amen. Follow again. Just a couple more and we're done. I promise. What do we find him to be? We found him to be the great Jehovah God made manifest in flesh. We found him not to be not a prophet, but the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Is that talking about deity?
Yes.
He was Jehovah made flesh. And the body, Jesus, only tabernacled him. God dwelling in man. God being reconciled to man through man by the virgin birth of his own son, Jehovah the Spirit. Now, how many remembers the teaching about the Godhead? That's deity. How many went back and found God like the great rainbow with all the different spirits? Amen. How was it? The different spirits mean different qualities, attributes. How it was. And then the Logos went out, which was God coming into creative form through a theophany. And that was that went out of God. Doesn't mean that there's two there. That's the same God, but he's changed form. Which become the theophany. Now, theophany means a body. The Logos means the attributes of God. All the attributes of God went into this theophany body, which is God now. In creation. And that was in the form of a man. And Moses seen it pass by in the cleft of the rock. And then that theophany was made flesh. He's calling it theophany. The word or the logos was absolutely made flesh. And that became Christ the man. Alright. How many enjoy the message of perfection? Amen. Let us go on to perfection. That was our message this morning. The sixth chapter. Now we are just getting into a place to where we begin to get the real part. We can all agree upon things, upon the deity of Christ and him being the Son of God. And now he was with God, how he was with God and God was with him and he was in God and God in him and so forth. You notice the different ways you have to do to bring out the deity. We all agree upon that. Now he began to talk to them about the doctrine. Let us go and talk about the perfected things. Now you are perfected in God when you are sealed with the Holy Ghost until the day of your... They'll never come to perfection and they'll never be able to understand the doctrine. He that is born of God does not commit sin, for he cannot sin, for his seed remaineth in him. Now you can understand why it is that they can't understand. A man that's filled with the Holy Ghost not thinks he's filled, but he that is born of the Spirit of God does not commit sin, for the seed of God is in him. He cannot sin. See, does the Bible say that? So there you are. That's not the world thinks of you. Not what the world thinks of you is what God thinks of you. See, you cannot. How can I have an order written by the mayor of the city that I can run 40 miles an hour through the city and any policeman arrest me? You get that? You get that? I can't. How can I sin when there is a blood offering there, constantly there? He can't even see me.
Hallelujah.
When he is there's a bumper before God, a shield of blood, for we are dead and our life is hid in Christ through God, sealed by the Holy Spirit. How in the world can you do anything wrong in the sight of God? If we sin willfully, after receive the knowledge of the truth, this has to do with doctrine. You understand? There is no sacrifice for sin. In there, it's impossible to sin willfully. Now, what does it mean to sin willfully? Watch carefully now. You remember, he's talking about doctrine. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. All right, so now, he that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both Father and Son. If they come unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not in your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that bid him Godspeed is partakers of his evil deed. There remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Now watch again carefully. The word transgresseth. Come down, let's read the scripture again. I want to get that good for you. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ. Well, what is the doctrine of Christ? The doctrine of Christ today is the message of the hour.
Amen.
The seven thunders. The seven seal. That's the doctrine. Now, what does the word transgress mean? I know you think break the law, right? What does transgress mean? I'm going to surprise you. I've spoken to you about this already, remember? Parabino is the word transgressed. Now, hear what the word transgressed means. To go by the side of. To go pass over without touching a thing. To overstep, to neglect, to violate, to transgress. So as to pass, as to turn aside from. To depart, to leave, to be turned from. One who abandons his trust. So what did Brother Shem do? He abandoned his trust in the Church Age book. He abandoned his trust in the quotes before 63. Watch carefully now. Now, what about Green? What about George? They never heard these quotes. We got reports after I got a call from a brother in Guyana told me. He said, look, after you left, Brother George started preaching Godhead in his church. Never preached it before. Now what I want to show you what transgress means. Transgress means that these men don't touch the subject. It's in the message all the time. Deity of Jesus Christ, they never preach. Godhead, they never preach. They never explain how Jehovah cried in a manger. They never explain how God and Christ cannot be one like your finger. Huh? They cannot explain how he cannot be his own father. They can't explain how he could be one with God and not be one like your finger. They can't explain why Jesus is made Lord. Who made him Lord? Why you cannot call Jesus Lord but without the Holy Spirit? They don't touch it. They can't tell you how God cannot be only be one place at one time and yet he's in everybody. They don't touch it. They bypass it. They've been in a message for years. So I'm asking you now, from your message churches, in your message churches, when I say here, I'm talking about the internet. Everybody knows that you have a lot of people listening. And they will get this through DVD, and if they're not listening. I want to ask you, what did your pastor do? Did he bypass it? Did he transgress the doctrines? Did he go by the side of, go past, overpass it without touching it, a thing? What happened to these subjects? If the Godhead is a capstone revelation, why is it not preached as the main revelation? Of all revelation, the greatest of all is the deity. Amen. You can't get on square one without it. You see what transgress means? That's what transgress means. Can we go on up? Watch transgress. Watch what they don't want. Watch the false vine operating in the denomination and then in the message. Watch what they did to the prophet. Hear what the prophet said. So it is true. We are looking for a place to stay. And if we would happen to labor to land around Tucson, Phoenix, the Lord leading us this way, I would never want to start a church. No, sir, I would not do that. I am a missionary. Isn't that an apostle? Isn't that one who helps pastors, helps set up churches? And then, when I come in, I like to go from church to church with a fellowship like that. I've come to Phoenix. No, sir. I wouldn't start no church. No, sir. That's not me, not in me. See, it's not my idea to start a church. It's to help what's already started. You see, I've come to Phoenix. I'm a missionary. See what we're doing out there? That's exactly what we're doing out there. I'm in and out around the world all the time. I've been here 3 years and I had one door open to me. Listen carefully. What did they do? To shut the door means to suppress the truth. Watch carefully. I've been here 3 years and I had one door open to me. That was Brother Mac asked me to come and preach. God bless him. I haven't been invited by any other people. Nothing against them. The other day, up on the mountain, I was standing there. I said, Lord, I got one door open in the whole nation. I can't hear you. A prophet with such a ministry has one door open in the entire nation. In Trinidad, one door open. In Guyana, two door. Barbados, two door. Namibia, one door. Cape, South Africa, one door. Abu Dhabi, there's Brother Ace. In Philippines, there's Brother June Farah and Brother Sunan. Very little doors, friends. Indonesia, Brother Mahanaim, one door. Entire nations. You saying, Trinidad, Trinidad. I'm telling you, there's only one door there. My people. Our people. Thank God for Brother Damon. And the little group. The other day I was up in the mountain. I was standing there. I said, Lord, I got one door open to the whole nation. As far as I know, that's Phoenix, Arizona. There's only one I got. I started down the mountain just as plain as I ever heard anybody speak. I said, what is that to me? Follow thou me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You would think after you have the greatest truth, all the doors, God wants the truth in every church. God only wants to get it to the elect. If he wants to get it to everybody, he would give it to Eddie Biscoll. He would give it to Ron, Reagan or somebody. He wouldn't give it to nobodies like us. But God has chosen you by the sanctification of the Spirit to believe the truth. But to them it is not given. Watch again. Do you love him? Do you believe him? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things will be added to you. Many times I'm so misunderstood. I have a message from God and I must declare that message regardless. I know it's misunderstood. If it wasn't, then it wouldn't be the message of God. You say, Brother Tony, they just misunderstood. People keep saying, Brother Tony, we know it's the truth. Misunderstand. That's right. It's of God. If it wasn't, then it wouldn't be the message of God. It wouldn't be. I come here to Tucson 3 years ago. I had a meeting with you ministers up at Brother Gilmore's. And it was asked, did I come here to start a church? I said, no, sir. I come here to help you. But I haven't been asked yet in 3 years. Lean not to your own understanding. Don't tell me I live in Tucson, Arizona. I come there 3 years ago. I met with the Council of Churches. And I said, I never come to start a church. I come to fellowship with you. I come to help you. I'm a missionary, evangelist. They said, are you coming here to start a church? I said, no, sir. I come here. I want a church. If I want a church, I got one in Indiana. I said, I come here because the Lord led me here in a vision. I'm going to stay for a while now. Unless he leads me away. But I never come to start a church. I come to help you, brethren. That's been 3 years ago. I've never been invited to one place. Why? Because there was a get together right after that. You see, that's where Green comes in and Shem. That is where Beckett comes in South Africa. They don't want their tree shake, their old ministries. They don't want shake. They don't want anything come back to them looking bad. Or we taught differently. We taught error. We're in idolatry. They don't want that. They want to be taught off as men of reputation. But I say the greatest men are the men who can repent.
Amen.
The men who can get on their knees and say, thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes. Not men who fight it, suppress it, want to hide it, want to do trickery, craftiness, with deceitfulness, with dishonest hands. Thought of their reputation more than the people's souls. If any man had me in their pulpit, they would excommunicate that preacher. That's what they're doing. That is what they're doing now. The battle is on. There is a turn. There is a change. It's happening. Our tradition, our Methodist, our Baptist, our Presbyterian, our Pentecostal tradition has rejected the word. And when we have no cooperation nowhere, so there again, no cooperation is a part of the boycott. That is to suppress. They suppress the truth. They're suppressing it. They're holding it down. Speaking evil of dignitaries and speaking evil of the things they understand not. That is them. Antichrist in the message. Suppressing it. What is Gerald Hughes doing against it? Suppressing it. Killing its influence wherever he can. They have moved from mixed multitude twins, Antichrist. They are a false vine. Reject the word. He can have no cooperation nowhere. Everybody is hands off of it and wants to call it an evil spirit. That's what they want to call these truths. Now, Lord, there is no cooperation. 64 now. And now, Lord, there is no cooperation nowhere. Even trying to get into South Africa. where I know there are some souls there yet waiting. Every place I look, they won't even receive me, Lord. Not because of me, Lord. It's because of this message. It's not because of me. It's because of this message, this revelation, this Godhead, this truth. I want you to understand the fight that we have. I want you to understand, can you bear that shame? Can you bear that? Or you want to be with the popular ones? We are in a good group. We are in a good position. No cooperation. Speak on evil off. Doctrine considered to be evil. Amen. Do you want to be like Jesus? That's what you've got to be now. You want to be like Brother Branham? It's because of this message. But you said it would be that way. I can't hear you. You said it would be that way. You have made it known to us that it wouldn't be, so we would not be this. I can't hear you. Because you can be discouraged. And that's why men don't want to carry these truths. There's a price for truth. Can you bear it? Can you bear it? Can you stand alone? We know the hour we're living in. There's been no organization follow this. Why? It's a grain itself. There can be no more. The shock now is pulling away. No cooperation. So when you see no cooperation, because the shock want nothing to do with this.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Why does the Shem and those guys want anything? Why doesn't Trinidad want anything to do with it? The shock wants nothing to do with the grain. The shock is now pulling away. No cooperation. Why is it? It's a carrier. It had to be. But when the wheat begins to grow, like the church. Are you beginning to grow? I can't hear you.
Amen.
Are you beginning to grow?
Amen.
Like the church first was a carrier to Jesus. But when it begins to tell them the truth of God. Is these things the truth of God?
Yes.
They separate from Him.
Amen.
Now what's happening? No cooperation. What does no cooperation mean? Boycott. Suppressing of the truth and the ministry of truth.
Amen.
Why? It has to be that way. So that the wheat itself can lay in the presence. What does God want? He wants everybody pull away, no cooperation, stand alone in the presence of the Son.
Oh, yeah.
That is what He's doing. Is it negative? Positive. Amen. Why it had to be that way? So that the wheat itself can lay in the Son, and so the spiritual wheat can lay before the Son to be turned into golden grain of the Word. Everywhere Pentecost has turned me down because I won't accept the evidence of the Holy Ghost. They turn us down because we won't accept their Baal God and their Baal altar and their Baal worship and their creeds and dogmas of laying on of hands and altar call and prayer cloth. Amen. God running out of hands and oil running out of their hands and things like that. Seeing rainbows and all these sensations does not pertain to salvation. Not at all. We come solemnly by faith. We believe God and that is it. See? And then, so they wrote letters ahead to Canada. Green, make phone calls ahead of us. They did the same thing to Brother Branham. So they wrote letters ahead in Canada and the Pentecostal jumps just simply step aside like that. But would not have no cooperation or nothing to do with the meeting. That's what they did in Guyana. They called the brothers, the pastors there, Green and those brothers from Trinidad, and called them and told them, hey, Brother Cyril and Brother Tony is coming with a strange doctrine, another God, two gods. But the ones who were supposed to be there were there and we were able to baptize them and get them settled. He said, no cooperation, nothing to do with a meeting because I wouldn't accept that. And so I still, no matter who accepts it or what does it, I stay with the blessed old Bible. This is God's word. And if we have to stand alone, we stand alone.
Amen.
And build a church.
Amen.
That's right. Here now, I want you to listen carefully to these quotes. You ministers, I want you to listen. You on the internet, I want you to listen. Men are afraid to speak. They're afraid to speak. They're afraid of the big elders in their country.
Yeah.
They're afraid to speak. They're afraid to take a stand. They have to have something behind them to back them up. Some great denomination or organization or some great band or some great man in the message. If a great name like Eddie Biscoll is behind this, well, of course. Reagan, of course. In Trinidad, I wonder who has to be big. You see? Or some great band. What God called men needs is the Holy Ghost behind them. All you need is a conversion to back him up. You stand alone, brother. Here he goes. You stand alone. Watch. Are you really? Are you really believing this? Are you ready to stand alone?
Amen.
What it says. I have to stand alone with Jesus, and I'm thanking God for your cooperation. Many of you are from different churches and perhaps criticized churches and perhaps criticized for coming here. Every time people come to our meetings, Brother Cyril and I, they are criticized. Oh, you're going to hear that? You're going to support that? You're going to do this? Nothing more than exactly what the prophet did. Many of you are from different churches and perhaps criticized for coming here. But you have come anyhow. God bless you. I do not. I'm sorry that the churches wouldn't cooperate with us. I didn't mean to be rude. And every man that's ever mounted to anything in this great battlefield of strife has been men and women who stood alone on their convictions. Did you hear that? Let me read that. Every man that ever mounted to anything in this great battlefield of strife has been men and women who stood alone on them convictions. And when everything else failed and fell around them, they still stood. Abraham Lincoln of old was convinced that he was right. He stood alone on his conviction, but he proved it and sealed his testimony with his own blood. Jesus Christ stood alone in his day as an example to every man upon his convictions of God's eternal truth. That will take his stand positionally and stand. We'll stand alone, but not alone. We'll stand alone, but not alone with God, the invisible companion who follows us through life's journey, down through the shadows of the valley of death, and eternity. Just a couple more. Did you ever come to think of it that most men who ever did do anything great for the kingdom of God stand alone? Did you ever think of it? You have to stand by yourself. Now, I know most people want to stand with the ministers. If the ministers in a meeting, ministers meeting or ministers in your country, stand on something you want to stand, most of the time that's wrong. If you see how the ministers see in one thing, you better run for your life. I'm guaranteeing it. Did you ever think of it? You have to stand by yourself. Jesus stood alone, and all down through the ages, other men who stood alone, Finney, Sankey, Calvin, Knox, even Abraham Lincoln stood alone. Men who do great things, men of vision, men of spiritual understanding, stand alone. And I think that's because that Jesus had to stand alone himself. And if we had to stand it alone, stand it, for it's God's word. Do you believe it's God's word?
Amen.
Well then, brother, stand alone. Even if I fail, you don't fail. You stand. Every man that ever got anywhere had to stand alone on his convictions alone. That's not in a partnership. That's not in a partnership. There's only one who will walk with it, and that's him who made the statement. I wish the men like Brother Brent and Brother Norris could see for themselves instead of following a blind teacher that they think has nothing to offer. I wish they can stand alone. Search the message for themselves. Search whether these things be true or not. We have turned a corner, brother. We have turned a corner. We find a dying out of a generation. What is God doing? It's a falling away. It's the shock pulling away. No cooperation. Speaking evil of dignitaries. Speaking of evil of the things that they understood not. Speaking by the way the truth is evil spoken of. What is it? Is God telling you you are the word? Is God telling you you are that people? Is God telling you who you are by the way the world treats you? By the way the message world treats you, it is identifying you as an oddball. Worshipping your God in a way you call heresy. Standing alone in the midst of all the message churches who all seem to agree with one and have the same God. They don't have problem with Godhead. They all have the same God. It's you who have a different God. Another Jesus is a Baal to them. Amen. We have an opportunity to start a church in Africa. I will be here for the next service after Thanksgiving. And somewhere after that, I'll have to leave to go to see if we can plant those brethren solidly. Appoint an elder. Get a doctrine. Set up computers, materials, how they can Skype in and load the messages or DVD, whatever we need to do. I need to get that done. I also need to see our brother and sister church in Nandibi. I hadn't been there for the entire year. And I need to let them know we love them, we care for them. And I will answer for them. And I need to be there. I know that I need to be here also. But friends, you are. If you are not matured up and to a place where these brethren can exercise their gift and you stand behind them knowing that we are alone in this, this is when we need you. You are not babies anymore. If you are a baby, well then, you know, let somebody start breastfeeding you or something. You know, there are many. No, I don't mean that badly. There are many elder women who can be mothers to you in the faith. There are many elder men, elders, that can be a father to you. See, not just a pastor. If I'm bringing up a church that's going on to perfection, we must have good elders. We must have faithful ministers who will do my bidding, know my mind, know my ministry, know how I think, how I judge. They've been with me for a long time. Do you believe you're that kind of people? I believe you're that kind of people. And I'll try to pick up a service or two along the way on Skype that I can Skype in and do a service every once in a while, because I know that I need to be with you and you need to be with me. But the tides are changing. Your labors and your labors of love, your support of this work is evident fruit of it. It's now that you can reproduce yourself. Not me, you can reproduce yourself. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. I know some of you are sad and some of you are long-faced, but I only have one consolation. Every time I come back, Sister Joan gets me a cake. Sister Dawn and Brother John and his family, I so appreciate your sacrifice. I don't know anybody will get up that early in the morning to help me out like that. God richly, richly, richly bless you. Oh, my. Jewels in our crowns. God bless you. The different ones, Sister Jerry, Sister Marilyn, everyone, Sister Kemp, I really appreciate it. I really, whatever sacrifices, whatever rewards that go along with this ministry, I know God will grantly share it with you. It's not all about me. It's about us. And I can't do what I do without you. And I love you. And you, if God would say, take a choice of a church, I would want you. I know you might want me, but I would want you. Who else would put up with me? Who else would? I mean, you have to strain to listen to my accent. You have to strain to listen to my ways. Isn't that true? But what is it? It's beyond that. It's the gift you're here. And that is what God gave you. It's not me. It's the gift. Amen. And I am so happy. You know, you were with me when I was unpopular. You were with me when I had no name. You were with me when we were just... Amen. So I know you ain't going to leave me now. Because now is when the honey is coming in. God richly bless each and every one of you tonight, this morning. And I wanted to say that... So I know that we have to go and start this work. I need to go and I need to help the brethren and just comfort the believers in Namibia. And then I'm going to spend a couple of days with Brother Louis at this time of this great loss. Those of you who normally would like to help on these mission trips, you will have to do it maybe the next time we come, but I'll give you some time to do it. But whatever it is that you share in this ministry, I know it will return many folds unto you. God bless you. God keep you. God cause His face to shine upon you. And pray for us. Pray for Sister Jill. I know this can be a little difficult. I just got back in just about a week or two. But we agree. I will share the reward. I'll take 51%. I'll let her have 49. All right? So God bless you. Brother Bill. Okay, anything that has a definite article means it's something definite you're talking about. It cannot be misunderstood. All right? So let's go to... Okay, do you have the emphatic dialogue with you on the computer? Acts 2 and 4. If you got emphatic dialogue... definite article means the in the English is a definite article, and it means something specific. Something specific. And I can make an, I can do it like this. Give me a pen, Brother Bill.
Give what?
A pen. Give me a pen. Thank you. All right. Give me the pen. I want the pen. You have to ask me. So when I say the pen, you don't know which one. So you have to ask the question, which one?
Which one?
And I will tell you, not the Holy Ghost himself, not the gene, but the Holy Ghost himself. The. So the Holy Ghost is the source, God himself, right, appearing.
So when you had that little meeting and talked to Brother Branham.
That's what I asked him.
Yeah, you.
I asked him three questions. I asked him, did he preach that Jesus was the Godhead or Godhead was in Jesus? Godhead is Elohim. So he's not Elohim, then Elohim was in him. And Elohim is a self-existent one. Therefore, that's why I ask him that. Abraham said, the fullness of Godhead is Elohim. Elohim is a self-existent one. And in the Hebrew, you only worship the self-existing. The second question I asked him was, did he preach the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with a definite article or without a definite article? And he said, without a definite article. Which means, it is not the source. It was the gene. See? And the last question is about what Joseph is doing. Of course, he never answered that. He just tears ran down his eyes. That's what definite article means. On next service I come back, I want to talk just a little bit about my calling, my experiences, and what I foresee that I would like for God to, what I foresee, what I believe God will do and is doing with us in our ministry. I'd just like to speak about present stage of this ministry. So pray for us that the Lord will help us. I know it's really climaxing upon the ministry, myself, the ministry, and what we teach. Because people, not for you, you know about these. People outside want to know. They need to know. They need to know what they're following, who they're following. They need to know why they're following. Amen. God bless you. Any questions before we go? Have a blessed Thanksgiving. If you know somebody who doesn't have family in the church, please invite them. Do all you can to make arrangements for them. And if I was in tongue, I'll certainly try to pick up the single brothers and make sure they have a home-cooked meal. Amen. But if not, we'll have to try to make some arrangements because we want the family of God not to be forgotten. Amen. God bless you. There's all hearts cleared, Brother Jones. Would you come? Let us stand. Trinidad, moving from mixed multitudes to twins, Antichrist, false vine. Brother Jones.
Amen. Brother Hamp has a request here. He said that the transmission in his truck is going out, and just to be praying that God would lead him which way to go with that, whether to fix it or get another one. Amen. There came a light in the evening time, the way to glory we did surely find. In God's word I say, is the light today, walking in the revelation of the Christ. Young and old, repent of that great sin. Unbelief won't let you enter in the evil. that light has come. We understand how God and Christ are one. There came a light in the evening time. The path to glory we did surely find. In God's word I say, is the light today, walking in the revelation of the Christ. Young and old, repent of that great sin. Unbelief won't let you enter in. The evening light has come. We understand how God and Christ are one.